Well, we shall wait and see. Well, that is the end of our Fabulous Friday panel. I think we can agree you have been fabulous. You're certainly fabulously full after all those mince pies. In reviewing the week's biggest news stories and the High Street mince pies, Richard Angel, Director of Progress, and Bobby Friedman, political commentator and co-founder of The Spoon. Gentlemen, thank you very much indeed. I'll send you out a little bit fuller than you arrived.
Merry Christmas, Julia.
Thank you very much indeed. John Holmes is here now. You've now got a little collection of half-eaten mince pies.
Well, that's delightful. Yesterday it was spilled Prosecco and champagne, and today it's half-eaten mince pies.
Well, it is a lovely welcome for you. Look, this is my last show of the year.
Is it?
It's very exciting for me.
My Christmas wish came true.
It did. Can I just say, Mr. Mike Graham will be here all next week to take you through, but he'll have to put up with Mr. John Holmes coming in with his fussiness.
That's right.
What's on your show?
Who's in today? Ian Hislop's coming in today.
Oh, I love
him. So I'm quite pleased about that.
I've got news for you, sitting with him many times. He's very nice.
He's lovely.
He's very little. Yeah. Oh, no, probably not to you. He's probably a giant.
It's a giant to me, yeah. I'm going to sit on his knee.
I'm surprised you haven't ended up on the top of a tree.
Are we going to... how do you know there's not one in there?
What else is happening? Come on.
We're doing... It's Friday, so we've got live music and stuff. Then there's Christmas. And the Russians are trying to steal our undersea cables. So we're going to be investigating that.
Excellent. Wonderful. They'll have to fight John Holmes off to do it. Thank you very much. John, coming up after 1 o'clock. I say I'm done for another day. I'm done for another week. And I'm done for another year. I'm off on my holes. I said Mike Graham is going to be in all next week. All I can say, just have a wonderful afternoon, have a wonderful weekend, have a fabulous Christmas and a wonderful new year. I'll be back with you on, I think, the 3rd of January. Happy Christmas.
Figgy pudding.
Do you want stuffing?
Yes, please.
Free speech.
You don't look the type.
And phone calls.
Answer that, it could be the phone.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
Had enough football ads yet? We have, because we like to talk about what we know about at Glowworm, like the practical training for new installers and the 499 checks we do on our boilers before they leave the factory. Did I mention £30 cashback and a free 7-year warranty with every registered install from our energy boiler range on our Plumbing Toolbox app?
The Glowworm Energy Boiler Range starts at £599 with a 7-year warranty. Find out more at glowworm.co.uk. Glowworm, easy does it. Now, back to the football ads. Terms and conditions apply. See glowworm.co.uk for more details.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. With stunning HD video, crisp audio, and instant wireless sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Today at Tesco, there's 25% off 6 or more bottles of wine. Everyone's welcome at Tesco. 18 plus excludes Express in Scotland. Max 36 bottles. Exclusions apply. Ends December 18th.
How does NCS make me feel?
When I see Mum and Dad's faces as I tell them I'm cooking tonight, it's like, yes!
When I perform CPR and save that man's life, who cares if he's plastic? It's like, oh yeah!
When I realise I'm not scared of heights, I love them. It's like, woohoo!
In a word, NCS makes me feel unstoppable. Search NCS to find out more.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Another year's hard graft has gone by in a flash, and it's Christmas again, so you're saving your cash. At Selco, we know you've worked hard all year through, so we've come up with a festive way to give something back to you.
Great celebration offers and deals every day. Come and join us in the celebration this week at Selco Builders Warehouse. Find your nearest branch at selcobw.com.
Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
Would you like to pull my cracker?
We'll get you talking.
Talk Radio.
And here we are. It is 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes and Alex Dibble's got the latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, phase two of Brexit officially begins. French bus crash claims more lives and parents labelled irresponsible for underage drinking.
Talk Radio.
EU leaders have agreed Brexit negotiations can move on to trade. Theresa May's hailed it as an important step. Ireland's Prime Minister says some details on the transition phase need firming up first. Malta's Prime Minister Joseph Muscat thinks Theresa May's Commons defeat on the EU withdrawal bill this week could signal the UK is heading for a softer exit.
This amendment complicates things when it comes to a timetable and maybe puts in an extra vote. I don't think that any issue of any extension would be a problem from the European side. I think it would be a problem and would come at a political cost from the British side.
Two more 11-year-olds have died after a train crashed into a school bus, splitting it in half in France yesterday. It means a total of six children have now died after the incident, which happened at a level crossing near Perpignan. Two people suspected of criminal offences surrounding the Hillsborough disaster will not be charged. Both were working for South Yorkshire Police and were accused of falsifying evidence relating to a police horse being injured outside the stadium. Six men, including the match commander, are already facing prosecution. The deputy leader of far-right group Britain First has been released on bail after appearing in court in Belfast. Jada Franson's charged over remarks about Islam, which she made at a peace wall dividing Catholics from Protestants in the city. There are concerns about the dangers of underage drinking and the number of parents fueling the problem. Researchers have found one in six have let their children have some alcohol once they've turned 14. Catherine Brown from the Institute of Alcohol Studies has told Talk Radio that's dangerous.
Kids are so big these days and they look so much more mature than we did when I was growing up. But there are plenty of studies, even conducted quite recently, that show that a child's brain is actually not fully developed until their early 20s. And we all know that alcohol can have a negative impact on the brain.
And Prince Harry's returned to Sandhurst to inspect the newest batch of officer recruits 11 years after graduating from the prestigious military academy. Harry's representing the Queen at the historic Sovereign's Parade, handing out awards.
How nice. And how nice to mention him in a story strapped all about drinking as well, given Prince Harry's errant youth. Alex is well documented.
I can't say that was deliberate.
No, but it was a nice... I know that it was a little secret thing of yours. And you can deny it all you want, but I
deny it. Okay. All I want.
Okay, good. But things about drinking at that age and stuff.
Yeah.
All right. Also, brain's not fully formed till they're 20. Does that mean they want to put the drinking age up to 20? Because logically, that's what they mean. And also, there's a rite of passage involved. When you're 14, you have to sit on the swings in the park drinking from a 2-litre bottle of cider.
Did anyone actually like the taste of beer when they first had it at the age of 13?
Nobody did.
No.
Absolutely not. That's why we have cider.
Maybe.
Because it was apple-y.
Maybe parents are being responsible for allowing their children to drink early, and they would so dislike the taste that they will vow never to booze again.
I had to give my 5-year-old 20 pints before she'd got to like it.
My brother...
I'm joking, of course.
True story. My mum used to have straight shots of vodka because she did a lot of work in Russia when she was younger and she got the taste of it.
Right.
And when I was about 3 and my brother was 2, it was bath time. She had a shot of vodka on the side of the bath.
Of course she did.
She left the room to do something. My brother, who was 2, thought it was water.
Yeah.
Downed it.
How was he?
She came back in to me just playing around in the water with a little rubber duck or whatever, and my brother passed out on the floor.
Wow. Good mothering there. Yeah.
Love you, Mum.
My sister, when she was about the same age, went into the bathroom and drank a whole bottle of my dad's aftershave.
Oh.
Yeah. Which, of course, has alcohol in it.
My goodness.
And they took her to hospital and said she drank a bottle of aftershave, which, amusingly, was a joke bottle of aftershave my mum bought and called Sex Appeal. So you can imagine the quality. And they said, well, she's just a bit drunk. She'll be fine.
Now
all she'll drink is aftershave.
Did it smell
lovely?
Yeah.
Well, I was going to say, did it smell really nice after she went to the loo?
Yeah. So I recommend it to everyone. You know.
No, you don't remember.
No, I don't remember.
No, I don't. You don't recommend
then drinking aftershave. Unless you want your poo to smell perfumed.
No, that
who doesn't want that?
Yeah, there we go. Perfume.
Don't do that, please, everyone.
All right. Alex, thank you very much.
That's right.
Alex Dibble with us throughout the afternoon today. He's got the weather now, though. Here it comes. Here's the weather. Yeah, weather. Don't forget the weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
There it is.
I've genuinely lost it.
Ah.
Oh, hang on. Oh, yeah, here it is.
Just make it up.
Sunny for most, with a few showers near the coasts. Feeling very chilly,
rhyming.
Though. Highs between 3 and 6 Celsius.
Sunny for most, showers near the coast.
Yeah.
Good, thank you, Alex. With us throughout the afternoon. And now here's...
Do you know what? I'm not sure.
Right.
A mystery.
Here's a mystery reporter with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Thousands of trade products to buy online and deliver to your door the next day. Selco's got it.
Selco, it's where the trade go.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Australia had the better of day two in Perth to leave the third test fairly balanced. The hosts closed on 203 for three, 200 behind England's first innings total. Joe Root's side were 368 for four at one stage before a spectacular collapse. Steve Harmison's Ashes inquest is live over on TalkSport 2 from midday. Arsene Wenger says despite those reports linking him with a move to Old Trafford, Mesut Ozil's going nowhere until at least the summer.
We have never been approached by Man United anyway, you know, so I don't see why that came up and who found that, but that's always something that has been created.
Wenger also reckons contract talks with Jack Wilshere will start at the end of this month. Finally, tennis. Aliash Bedene will switch allegiances and represent his native Slovenia in the new year. The British number two, who gained citizenship only 2 years ago, is attempting to compete in the Olympics. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much. That is Ben. He will have the sport. He probably won't have it next sport. That'll be someone else.
Yeah.
We don't know who.
No,
fine. All right, we'll just sort of busk it as we go along, which is much the way we do it anyway. Right, Friday, Christmas jumper Friday, more
it's
of that.
Friday.
Katie, press the button. Thank you.
Talk Radio.
It's time for showing no
terrible jumpers.
No one does frosties in goose fat like mom does.
Hundred times that we've had this baby, it's the family sing-along's not the greatest. It's a lot for the custom now.
Just doing the taste of all the Brussels sprouts.
Every bit of Christmas is living well. Sainsbury's, live well for less.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Plenty going on, by which I mean not really. Theresa May has gone to help, of course, for the moment. There's Toby with the metal piercing through the end of it. Meghan Markle at Christmas. Followed a dog.
A wrong bumper.
And we like to hunt members of the poor at Christmas. Meghan's going to have a go, apparently, and Harry...
Who says...
...that it's a very, very long...
The police have advised people they wait until the end of the carol to...
...to blow off each member of the family. Joining in with the traditional day family rouse over lunch. And then...
Robbing people.
Tell you when a horse chases a dog.
At Christmas. Now watch this.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a giant, it will twist the very fabric of nature.
So good afternoon to you. And the breaking news, should you wish it, is we just saw this flash up. There's a sort of news system in here that flashes up news, and it just said Prince Harry. And we thought, all right, what's he done? B, you know, are we going to have to alter the entire show to deal with a royal death? But it turned out, no, the news is this. The date of the wedding that I thought we were given, like, months ago, it turns out is on May the 19th.
What day of the week is that?
Can I just say there's no point in me being here if you do the breaking news?
Oh. Yeah, but your news bit was over. And I didn't have
wait
for half an hour.
Yeah.
For the good people of Britain to be brought that news. Do you want to do it now?
Yeah. Well, that's why I'm here, isn't it? To bring
breaking
news.
Yeah, but your news is sort of technically finished. But if you want to just add it on now as an addendum, then off you go.
Well, you've done it now.
Well, we can... You sure you don't want to do it? I can...
Yeah, no, it's fine. You've done it.
Sorry, Alex. Pretend I didn't. Good afternoon, then. Welcome. Talk Radio in the afternoon. I'm John Holmes, also from In the Afternoon. And this is what your 1 till 4 bit of what I think we can all agree is a Friday is going to look like today. This is a Friday, a significant day in the media industry. Because Rupert Murdoch has changed the media landscape. And I don't mean just what is going to happen to Talk Radio early next year, but no, also because he sold 20th Century Fox and his stake in Sky News. Stake in Sky to Disney. Sky News have already announced that their headquarters will be moving to Cinderella's Castle. Adam Bolton, their stalwart presenter, is going to be replaced by Dick Van Dyke from Mary Poppins. We know that. Oh, blimey, it's Sky News, Mary Poppins. Here's Mary Poppins with the headlines. Here she is. I can't really do Mary Poppins. How does she go?
Hello. Hello, children.
Hello there, there's war and death and sexual harassment, but I know what'll help. A spoonful of sugar. That'll make the unpleasant medicine go down. Supercalifragilistic, the behaviour of some film stars is quite atrocious. Never mind the news, Mary Poppins, let's go and fly a kite. Gaw blimey. I'm actually looking forward to it. Also today, of course, there is a brand new word added to the Oxford English Dictionary. Your new word of the year 2017 is youthquake. Youthquake. Now, apparently that's something associated with Jeremy Corbyn and his student vote-powered ascension to loser of the general election. But it's a little bit of a misnomer, I think, if you ask me. Because I think quake, just the very word quake, sort of means, or at least it conjures sort of upset, doesn't it? Shake-up. That's something that millennials definitely do not want in their lives. There's been a youth quake. Quick, run to the designated safe space. For the idea of debate and a development of ideas and everyday language, such as White Christmas, offends us. Did you see that as well today in the news? Have you seen this? The University of London was forced to apologise for using the term White Christmas in a tweet about snow on their campus. The social media response? Yeah, you know who else dreamt of a white Christmas? Hitler. Disgusting. That was one of them. This was something else on social media about it as well. White Christmas is offensive as a term. You should look into the history of the oppression of POC before you use it. People of colour. And instead of telling social media to shove it up their tweet hole, the university have apologised, saying that it was wrong and it chose its words poorly. White Christmas. Like the song. And there we go, a youth quake. Anyway, let us all dream of a Christmas where the youth quake collapses their own flimsily built opinions on top of them. Today on the programme, then, cometh this. A headline hijack. A news quake, if you will. Shaking up the news at 2 o'clock. And we'd like you to get involved in it. Make up a news story. Send it to us on this number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Any word you'd like. And you could hear Alex say your words out of his mouth. It's this mouth here. That's it. At 2 o'clock, broadcasting your lies to the nation. The lines are open. We're also going to be talking Russia's risk to undersea cables. That's in the news today. Defence chiefs are warning. We'll bring you work experience punditry. Grace is in today, going through some films for your weekend for you. The big debate is at 3. A man will be in a lift. The lift will travel downwards through the building. As the man in it, he's Con. Hi, Con.
Hello.
Reads out all the texts, tweets and abuse we've got from the haters, the youthquake, over the past 5 days. We don't ignore the abuse, we just read it out from the lift as it travels downwards in a feature we call Con Descending. It's also Some Request Friday. If you've got a speech or a talk you'd like to hear on the radio, we can't play music in that sense. Get in touch with us and you could do it as a request or a dedication. We also bring you Hot Guest Action. Comedian Gus Kahn is going to be joining us to promote something or other he's doing. And Ian Hislop will be in. Plugging or flogging something he's doing. And we'll bring you live music on a Friday to take you into the weekend, of course. With our Friday Busker Sessions. Who's on the show today? Let's have a look. Kat's on the production side today. She's wearing a Christmas jumper. Hi, Kat.
Hi, I am wearing a Christmas jumper.
Very Christmassy, yeah. Katie's on the button. She's wearing a Christmas jumper. Hi, Katie.
Hi.
Hi there. It's not really a Christmas jumper, is it? It's just a jumper with penguins on it.
It is a Christmas jumper. It's just sparkly.
What have penguins got to do with Christmas?
They live in snowy climates. All right. Snow has something to do with
it. Yeah, but they live there all year round.
You can't say snow anymore.
No, offensive. Alex Dibble's got the news. He's got a Christmas jumper.
I have indeed.
Yes.
Genuine alpaca.
Look
this
at
one.
That. Look at that. Did you alpaca it yourself?
This isn't Primark. This is Peru, baby.
Thank you. He's got a Peruvian baby. Cornelius is not wearing a Christmas jumper.
No, John, I forgot.
And so did I.
I was too busy focusing on free shipping day. Happy free shipping day, by
free,
the way.
Free shipping day.
Yeah.
What, so if we order something today, we don't have to pay for it?
Well, no, it's just a day that's dedicated to shopping that is online shopping that includes
free...
Who
makes this crap up?
I don't know. I mean, it's both National Cupcake Day and National Lemon Cupcake Day.
I bet there's a row between those
and
two.
And also,
camps.
My knowledge of days and calendars, John, that date that Harry and Meghan Markle have just announced...
May the 19th.
FA Cup final day. So that's a clash.
You'd think they'd have thought that through, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I know.
That's awkward.
Yeah, especially as there's a royal, normally, who goes to present the FA Cup.
Oh. Do you think just no one noticed? Do you want to call the palace and tell them?
Oh, I've tweeted it. Yeah. I don't know what more I can do, John.
See if we can get the Queen on. Okay, then. Hello, by the way. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. We're going to talk about today's big story. To get there, we're going to need some music. See if you can figure out what the big story is from the clues within this. Tender and the Thief. Stereophonics. On Talk Radio. But why would we be playing it to link to today's story? I mean, it does somehow, but the question is how. Of course, you can play along at home, in the office and so forth, wherever you are. No prizes, just for fun. Cornelius has been working on it in here, fresh from his revelation that the royal wedding is on the same day as the FA Cup final. We're trying to get someone from the FA on the programme to work out what they're going to do. Who's going to cancel? Who's going to blink first? Will it be the royal family or will it be the FA?
I reckon I'm the first journalist to have noticed that as well. I'm really proud of
myself.
You're
right, and if you were a journalist of any kind, that would be a more accurate statement.
The Moose from TalkSport has only just tweeted about it, so he must be listening.
Right, yeah, he's copied us, yeah. Hello, Moose. So, how does this link to today's big story, Cornelius?
The bartender and the thief. Has there been theft in the news?
Theft.
Has there been...
Theft.
Theft in the news? Has there been theft in the news?
Well, probably, but it's not that.
Okay. Is it... Oh, is it the date set for Harry and Meghan's... wedding, because obviously they'll have a reception at which there'll be a bar behind it. We can only presume there'll be a bartender.
Yes. And the thief part?
Well, the royals, hey? Yeah. They take your money.
Yeah.
I don't do
invested
any work.
Offshore.
I don't do any work.
All right. No, it's not. I shall tell you why. It's because of the Stereophonics. The former drummer of the Stereophonics, who sadly died, is... Stuart Cable.
Vince Cable.
No relation. Stuart Cable. And the story today, of course, that Russia are trying to get out undersea cables. Yes, there you go. And that's the link that I made there. It is in the news today. What is Russia's move when it comes to all of our communications cables that run under the sea? There is a risk, a threat. The defence chiefs are very worried about that threat because Russia could simply disrupt our communication by cutting through them. That is a risk they think is well within the realms of possibility. So we're going to be finding out all about it next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
We've got Christmas all wrapped up.
You will not be getting a tattoo for Christmas.
Yeah.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Countdown to your most switched on Christmas ever with the Magic Maplin Advent Calendar on Talk Radio. 'Twas not long until Christmas and all good girls and boys are dreaming of gadgets, top tech and toys. From a quadcopter drone to a kid's 4x4, there's a cool Maplin prize behind each Advent door. Head to talkradio.co.uk, open the Advent door and stand by to answer your phone in 5 golden rings to win top tech prizes each day. The Magic Maplin Advent Calendar on Talk Radio with Maplin. Magic ideas everyone will love this Christmas.
Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds. And link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud. Helping you manage everything from money to people. Be sage. Build on.
So all of our white Christmases have been gifted. Hurrah! But the hurrah doesn't end here. Pop into TK Maxx for the other big gifts at small prices. All the sparkle for Sue. Designer dishes for Glenn. Something dinosaur for Coco. She's dippy for the dinos. All for a total bargain. TK Maxx. Big gifts. Small prices arriving up to Christmas Eve. In store and online.
This Christmas, surprise that special someone with Marc Jacobs Divine Decadence at the perfume shop. Half price at only £34.50. 50 for 50 mil, while stocks last. From stocking fillers to gift sets, the Perfume Shop has Christmas sorted. At the Perfume Shop, celebrating 25 years on the High Street. Offer ends December 17th.
Time to slow down? Or not just yet? How about now? Now? Perhaps you'd start slowing down now. When it rains, it kills. Last year, 2,987 people were killed or seriously injured when driving in the rain. When it's time for your wipers, it's time to slow down. Highways England.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
In Cheshire, the M6 is very slow moving southbound towards junction 18 for Middlewich, where a car's broken down. In West Yorkshire, long delays on the M62 eastbound from junction 22 for Rishworth Moor to 25 at Brighurst after an accident. In the West Midlands, a lorry's broken down on the M5 southbound, causing a queue between junction 1 for West Bromwich and 2 for Oldbury. And in Oxfordshire, the M40 is very slow moving southbound between junctions 11 and 10 between Banbury and Brackley after an accident from earlier. I'm Alan Joyce.
Today at Tesco, there's 25% off 6 or more bottles of wine. Everyone's welcome at Tesco. 18 plus excludes Express in Scotland. Max 36 bottles. Exclusions apply. Ends December 18th.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And a very good afternoon to you as we talk about today's big story. When they're not seemingly busy filming prostitutes urinating on Donald Trump in a Moscow hotel room, rigging elections both at home and abroad, seeding social media with so-called propaganda bots, or enjoying calendars with pictures of a topless Vladimir Putin wrestling a bear, it now seems that the Russians are a risk to our undersea cables, the communications and internet lines that crisscross the seabed. Turns out then it's not just plastic in the sea that's a bit of an issue, now it's the Russians as well. I imagine the next series of Blue Planet 2 will be a Russian special with David Attenborough highlighting the problem of fish eating discarded stroganoff and turtles with Russian spies tangled in their beaks. But in the short term, it appears to be somewhat of a serious problem, one that is just coming certainly to the public's attention. According to the news today, they're under threat, these cables. Let's ask David Willetts about it. He's the defence editor of The Sun and he's on the phone. Hello, David. Hello. How big a threat is this, do we think?
Yeah, it's very significant. So significant that Sir Stuart Peach, who's the top military officer in the British Armed Forces, the Chief of Defence Staff, he gave an annual speech at a think tank called RUSI last night, and he highlighted the problem here, this vulnerability that we have. These cables, I mean, I think most people would think a lot of communication and that sort of thing, done via satellites.
Yes.
But no, 97% of our internet communication goes via these cables. Something like £7 trillion worth of business is done a day by these cables. And they're not a government asset. They're run by private companies. And so they're vulnerable. They're not defended, you know, maybe as a military installation would be. And one snip of these cables, and everything goes.
Yeah.
No phones, no internet, no news, no banking. You know, it would be a catastrophic hit, and a relatively easy one.
Indeed, you're absolutely right. And we've sort of heard about these cables before in terms of their importance, yeah. Certainly. And I think back then, when there was a couple of documentaries about them and so on, and how yeah. They're laid and all the rest of it. It was a surprise, given how people do communicate now. And we assume everything is satellite or Wi-Fi. The fact that yeah. We are still beholden to cables when it all comes down to it. They're the most reliable thing. That's why.
Well, it works. It works. And the reality is, here's the thing. They're safe because the area, the seas, as it were, would have been dominated, since the Second World War, dominated by NATO, the West, you know, UK, American forces, right? Dominate. The seas around the UK, Atlantic, and that, dominated. And we're seeing that challenged. That's the issue. That's why he's so concerned about it. So in 2010... defence review, we got rid of our marine patrol aircraft, okay? This is a fleet of craft that go submarine hunting. Like submarine activity, Russian submarine activity in the Atlantic has gone up something like tenfold in the last 5 years, okay? And it's the job of frigates and submarines to keep them out of the space, to dominate that space, and that is under threat. And if we don't get the upper hand again, and we don't keep them out of that area, then it's what they can do. What they can do if they dominate the space. You know, after they annexed Crimea, one of the first things they did was cut one of these cables,
right. Okay?
And it shut them down. And, you know, you're talking about bots and you're talking about, you know, manipulating the news. Unconventional warfare, it's the doctrine of the Russian military, and it is cheap and it is effective. And, you know, if you can dominate the news and dominate communication, you're in charge. And so that's why they're concerned about this stuff, and that's why the Russian military's sort of modernisation improvement of their navy is such a concern right now. This guy, Peach, top military officer in the UK, in June will become the top military officer in NATO. And that's why he's raining. This isn't just a UK threat, it's a NATO threat.
Yeah.
It's a threat for Europe and the West. And if you don't get back to that place where we've got frigates, lots of frigates in the water, submarines in the water, planes in the sky, then that space will be contested by the Russians. And it's what they could do if they own that space.
Are we, David, in your opinion, because you do know what you're talking about in terms of all of this. Well, you sound like you do. In terms of all of this. Are we, because the phrase Cold War keeps being bandied around, and Russia makes more and more headlines day by day now. Are we heading back to that kind of standoff?
Someone else come up with this phrase, so don't credit me with it, but I think it's the perfect one to describe where we are. We're not in a Cold War, we're in a hot piece. If that makes sense. It might sound a little bit trite, but basically it's sort of adversarial. We're not in open conflict with Russia, but there's this perpetual sort of tension, this frictions around the edge, where they're contesting space. They like the idea of NATO not being fully funded. They like the concern, like Trump saying he doesn't want to be involved and gets annoyed and stuff like that. Because they flourish in areas where there's no stability. So it's not like they want to invade Europe, but they would prefer a destabilised NATO. They would prefer they don't want to, you know, take... I don't think he wants to necessarily... Well, he does want... He did territorial advances in Crimea and Ukraine.
Yeah.
What he wants is he wants countries, Putin, countries that border Russia, he almost wants censorship rights of what they're doing, okay? So he may not want them inside the border, but he doesn't want them being friendly with NATO countries. He doesn't want them being friendly with America. He doesn't want them being friendly with the West and UK and Europe and stuff like that. He prefers it in a position where they're not so strong and he can manipulate them. That's the goal. So it's not like they're going for world domination necessarily, but
yeah.
He wants to improve his position. This is what happened in Syria. I mean, the West blinked. Now, we didn't vote to bomb in Syria. There was some confusion. We blinked, the West, America, and all that. And he was in there straight away. He inveigled himself in that whole mess, and then he's calling the shots. That's what Putin wants to do on the global stage. He wants to be in a position where Russia is having a say, having a big voice on the global stage.
Are we? Because if you're talking about, they have moved into, you know, as we know from the news, into areas of warfare, or at least, as you say, potential conflicts that seem to embrace the modern world, the social media propaganda, all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Are we in the West, let's put us on the other side, doing the same thing with that? I mean, is there a threat that we cut their undersea cables? Are we fighting like on an even battlefield?
I reckon we could do that, right? All we wanted. I mean, this is the thing, like, NATO is overwhelmingly more powerful than Russia, and sometimes we don't say that enough. You're talking about America, biggest military force in the world, most powerful. UK, we're not to be sniffed at. We've got some good kit. We've got some excellent people. And combine that with the force of NATO, it's the strongest military alliance in history, and it's the most powerful. But the problem that we have, that Russia doesn't have, is there is no Politburo. There's no votes in house. There's no like having to organise with a bunch of countries a decision. If Putin says, I want 30,000 troops on the border with whatever country, Lithuania, he does it. That happens the next day, and it's that ability to move quickly, that flexibility, and that speed to move quickly that we just don't have.
Yeah.
And I think that we've still got the upper hand, and we, you know, but when you're facing an enemy that's maybe weaker than you militarily, they will look for unconventional ways of doing things. And it's little things like the information war. Like, we live in a country, an open democracy, open press, who, you know, that are independent from government and stuff like that, and we believe what we read. And sometimes, you know, when you're getting warring messages on Crimea, all I have to say was we're not involved. And before you know it, they were involved, and we were caught short because we believed what we believe, what governments say. And sometimes we believe the Russians, and we shouldn't, because they're a pesky bunch of liars sometimes. And so, you know, they will use what they're very, very good at, pulling the strings that they can pull to get the most bang for their buck. And sometimes we're a bit slow, and sometimes we're a bit trusting.
David, thanks for joining us there. And if that hasn't started the Cold War as well as the hot piece, I don't know what has. David Willetts there is the defence editor for The Sun, talking about this story today, that there is a real risk, according to the defence chiefs, that the undersea cables that kind of hold the world together in communication terms are being targeted by Russians, or certainly could be if the West NATO forces don't do something about it. In the next bit of the programme, we will be bringing you guest action. That's right. Plenty of it as well. Ian Hislop's in today, as is Guz Khan, who's got a new sitcom starting on BBC Three. He's going to be in to flog that, of course. PR dressed up as an interview, plus headline hijack on the way as well. Just after 1:30, though, Alex Tibble's got the latest headlines.
Talk Radio.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are going to get married on Saturday the 19th of May. Kensington Palace has confirmed the exact date after previously only revealing the month. The ceremony will be at St George's Chapel in Windsor Castle. Harry and Meghan announced their engagement last month. EU leaders have agreed Brexit negotiations with the UK can move on to the second phase, which includes the future trade relationship. European Council President Donald Tusk made the announcement on social media. Sky's political editor Faisal Islam's in Brussels.
Prime Minister has responded to Donald Tusk's tweet. I think that there's a phone call that's happened or happening between Theresa May and Donald Tusk. Prime Minister has said thank you to Presidents Jean-Claude Juncker and Donald Tusk. Today is an important step on the road to delivering a smooth and orderly Brexit.
A bus driver has died after a crash which also involved a lorry and a car in Aberdeenshire. Police say 13 school children were on the bus but were not badly hurt. It's claimed one in three young parents can't afford Christmas. The Young Women's Trust says a third in England and Wales expect to get into debt this festive season as food costs rise and wages stagnate. Ryanair is to recognise pilot unions in six European countries, including the UK and Ireland, as it tries to avoid disruption days before Christmas. The airline now wants threatened strike action on Wednesday to be called off. And plans to build a strip club in Leicester are being opposed because it's too near Richard III's tomb. A councillor says it would be inappropriate to have the venue so close to a King of England's resting place. The weather sunny for most, with a few coastal showers. Is that right?
No, that's fine. I was just
highs between 3 and 6 Celsius.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Richard III, though.
Yeah.
That wasn't a pleasant one, was he?
No.
So, you know,
what did he do, Richard III?
Well, it wasn't he the one who killed the princes in the tower?
I don't know.
That was Richard III, wasn't it? Richard III was an unpleasant monarch. Met his end at the Battle of Bosworth, right? That's Richard III, isn't it?
And are you saying that as a result of his behaviour, then we should have no trouble putting a strip club on top of his tomb?
I think that's right. Literally dancing on his grave. nude strippers dancing on his grave. Because he locked two princes in a tower. And they died.
Well,
and he was an unpleasant monarch, wasn't he?
Someone like Henry VIII, it would be very appropriate, because he was quite the womaniser.
Yeah.
What I don't quite understand is, I seem to remember in Leicester that his body was discovered under a car park.
You're right.
A supermarket car park.
That's right.
Which surely is as undignified.
Yeah. Depends on the supermarket. I mean, if it's a high-end one.
Yeah, if it's an M&S, you're fine.
Or a Waitrose, you know.
This isn't just a tomb.
Yeah, you're right. Anyway, that's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, that's why I put it in the news.
Yeah, I know, and you're right to do so. I mean, you know, something interesting happening in the news. I'm very pleased about it.
I really want to know what they're going to do about the FA Cup final.
Oh, we're trying to find out.
We're going to put a call in. I'm going to put a call into the FA right now.
I know, we're trying to get... Can you get them on here?
They've already said they won't come on.
We've put a call in.
Who did you speak to so I don't call the same person?
Kat spoke to them.
All right, I'll talk to Kat then.
I want the news line, whether they're moving it or not.
Yeah. Are they moving the FA Cup or not? That's what we want.
I reckon they will. Because we were talking about the BBC, weren't they?
How on earth? That is costing us, the licence payer, money. Because if there are two big events on the same day that need to be televised, the FA Cup and the Royal Wedding, that's double the amount of outside broadcast facilities, double the amount of camera people, double the amount of directors and staff, and you know what the BBC are like. They'll throw 300 people at a job that one person could do anyway. So imagine what's going to happen.
Also, there'll be outcry as to which one goes on BBC One and which one goes on BBC Two. Even
exactly.
Though it makes zero difference to anyone's life. But people will go, well, it should be BBC One.
Yeah. Why don't they combine the two events?
Because
they could just get married at half time.
They could. That would be quite romantic.
In a way, it would, yeah. And then, in keeping with the Richard III history, strippers.
Well, I'm worried, as a Charlton fan, that if we get into the FA Cup final, I might have to decline my invitation.
As someone who doesn't know anything about football, even I know that that's not going to happen.
I think we're out of the FA Cup already.
Well, there we go. We're trying to get hold of the FA to find out whether or not they're going to move the World... No, FA Cup final, not the World Cup final. I can't believe no one checked their diaries over this. That's quite a significant.
Royals are always there as well, aren't they?
It's a bit of an odd one, this, I think. So someone's not. I don't know. I think it's just going to end up costing us, the licence fee payer and taxpayer, more money.
Well.
Because they're going to have to police
both. Our actual licence fee won't go up.
No, it won't, but it won't be spent elsewhere. You know, I mean, this could cancel Guz Khan's sitcom. I'm going to ask him about this when he comes in. Because he's coming in a minute and he's got a new sitcom. Now, what if he didn't get a second series because of their date clash? What I mean? They've not thought it through. Anyway, Headline Hijack is on the way. Of course, you get to make up a news story. That's how that works.
No.
What? What are you saying?
Just telling the team through there not to play the trail.
All right.
Drop it.
Don't drop the trail, apparently.
Drop the trail.
Drop the trail. So here we go, your made-up news lies in the bulletin at 2 o'clock. That's how it works, it's what Headline Hijack is. It's just a couple of sentences, maybe a paragraph, get it to us. Hear your words, your lie, said as truth to the nation at 2 o'clock. Cornelius, what's been coming in?
This one is from Graham, who says that, where is it?
I don't know where it is. You've got it.
Here we go. Following up his statement saying that he believes there should be a ceasefire in insults between leavers and remainers, Archbishop of Canterbury, Justin Welby, has now said that he has a right mind to go to Parliament and take control of the whole thing himself.
Yep.
It's thought that he's asking members of the clergy to prepare for a coup.
Mm.
Alex Dibble's back in the studio.
Yeah.
This could be important.
Breaking news.
Yes.
The FA Cup final.
Yes.
Will not be moved. No plans to move the FA Cup final.
Right.
I understand.
Right.
Also.
Yes.
Prince William usually hands over the trophy, doesn't he?
That's what I've been saying all today.
And I've been told.
Yeah.
My understanding from a source. This is a journalist speak.
A source.
I know him.
At the FA. The person who was going to hand over the trophy had not yet been decided.
Right.
So they haven't had to... Prince William hasn't had to back out of that commitment.
Yeah.
No decision had yet been made.
Right. So who might it be?
I don't know, because no decision has yet been made. Could be UConn. Are you going to do it?
I was thinking me, weirdly.
After your Christmas lights turn on thing.
Why do people always think I did that? I hosted our town's fireworks display.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was thinking of.
Completely different. One, they always get rubbish celebrity to do.
Well,
fireworks displays, they get a honed professional to do.
Right. Yeah. So, that's a scoop. We've got that. They're not going to move. I'm surprised because I think
we are awaiting a statement, an official statement. Ooh. But this is my understanding.
It costs money, though. This is my point. Two televised events.
Yes,
is going to cost the license payer.
Yeah,
can you get in touch?
Yeah, but Harry, the cup final. What time is 3 PM?
Yeah,
yeah. So, you know.
Oh, yeah, wedding will be in the morning.
Wedding will be like what? 1 o'clock in the afternoon or midday or something?
That's not enough time to get loads of outside broadcast trucks from Windsor to wherever. No, is it Wembley?
I'm sure TV companies have enough of that.
I said this, yeah. No. I said, it'll be different departments as well.
Well, they're still outside broadcast facilities that cost a lot of money, so that's wasting our licence fee.
No.
Well, of course, the big thing is, what am I going to do?
Yeah.
Because I am the one and only news reporter at this station.
That's right.
So where do I go?
You'll have to flip between the two.
I'll have to cut myself in half.
You'll have to be like a bigamist on Christmas Day. Flitting between two families, neither of which know about each other. Just flitting about and going from one to the other. You get two Christmas dinners out of it.
You'll probably get a helicopter, a chopper. The news chopper.
Yeah.
Get the Talk Radio news chopper. And haven't we been looking for an excuse to use the brand new Talk Radio news
chopper? Yes, we have. So there it is.
So there we go.
Good news all round. Thank you, Alex, for bringing us that scoop. Keep us updated, and I know you will. Alex Dibble there with the news. We'll be back with guest action. Comedian, a man, writer, actor Gus Kahn joins us next on Talk Radio in the afternoons.
Charge conversation.
Meet the new star of the Christmas show.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
Ho, ho, ho. We'll get you talking.
Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds. And link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud. Helping you manage everything from money to people. Be Sage. Build on.
When your growing business is hiring, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates, fast. You need Indeed.com, featuring an algorithm that positions your job posts where quality candidates are and screener questions that zero in on the best talent. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Homes come in all shapes and sizes. Starter homes and second homes. Bungalows and high-rise flats. New builds and country piles. So when it comes to installing a premium boiler, one size won't fit all. That's why at Valent, there's a solution for every kind of home and every heating need. Because we believe to make a house a home, you need a boiler that's a perfect fit. Find out more at valent.co.uk. Valent, comfort for your home.
Book launches are often hyped. Then you open the first page and... But David Icke's new book, Everything You Need to Know But Have Never Been Told, really will astonish you. Thought-provoking and controversial. It's available now, so read a real page-turner. Everything You Need to Know But Have Never Been Told by former footballer and presenter David Icke. Available exclusively at davidicke.com.
Talk Radio Traffic and Travel.
The M3 in Surrey is queuing northbound between Junction 3 for Lightwater and 2 for the M25 because of an accident, and two of the four lanes are closed. In Worcestershire, the M5 is queuing northbound between Junction 7 and 6 through Worcester because of an accident, and again, two of four lanes have been shut there. In the West Midlands on the M5, there are queues on the southbound side between Junctions 1 and 2 towards Oldbury, and that's because a lorry's broken down in the roadworks. And in West Yorkshire, the M62 is queuing eastbound between Junctions 24 and 25 towards Brighouse after an accident. I'm Alan Joyce.
Today at Tesco, there's 25% off six or more bottles of wine. Everyone's welcome at Tesco. 18 plus excludes Express in Scotland. Max 36 bottles. Exclusions apply. Ends December 18th.
across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith
on Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And there is much going on in the news today. Of course, the next stage of Brexit has been agreed, according to all parties over there. Theresa May got, they're saying, applause during a small speech last night at a dinner. Probably because everyone just felt a bit sorry for her, I suppose. But anyway, that's the next stage of really, really boring news and talking about something really boring. We've gone on to the next stage of that. So that's great, isn't it? Also, we know that Meghan and Harry are getting married on the day of the FA Cup final. We're talking about that, you know, which isn't going to go necessarily well for them. It's all very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around
it. No, many people can't, Cornelius, as you know. But it's all right, we're here to help. And how do we help? How do we help? I'll tell you how. By analysing the news using Japanese poetry. We find it's the way to get to the heart of the matter, really, with none of the fussing. It's all to do with the syllables, you see. It's specific. 5, 7, and 5. It's the news in haikus.
Under 25s, use fewer condoms. That's me, because I'm lonely.
It's not wrong. You kids these days, come on, what's wrong with you? And you know safe sex, what's wrong with you? Hey, hey, kids, come on, use them. What are you doing? What are you doing? You're putting yourself at risk. You're putting your friends at risk. You're not putting Cornelius at risk because he's lonely, as he mentioned. We were supposed to be having a guest in now, right? So that was what was in the running order.
It's the age-old story, John.
Yeah.
It's in traffic. God forbid they'd let us know.
Yeah, imagine. Well, that slot cancelled. Right, so instead of that, don't worry, though, because as ever, what we've done is we've dragged the work experience.
Tell us about your new sitcom.
into the studio. Because it's time for the Diversity Paper Review. Regular listeners will know that we do go through the papers on a daily basis, and we do it each day with a different diversity. And that's important. That is an important point. The reason we do that, of course, is to be at the forefront of diversity in the modern media. We know it's an issue. We know not all groups are represented well enough. We're aware of all of that, so we like to do our bit to help. So each day, a different diversity comes in here and goes through the papers. It's literally a box-ticking exercise, but it's one that works, isn't it, Sid?
It does.
Yes, and remind us of your diversity.
My family's from Pakistan.
There you go, you see? Look at it in action, right there. How'd you like that, Lenny Henry? Eh? Anyway, Sid, it's lovely to have you in. Well, you've been with us all week, of course, as we know, so.
Yeah, I've been watching the magic happen.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Been very good.
Entirely been put off the industry. Anyway, well, here we are, look. So we're going through the papers. What have you found first?
Well, firstly, this is a big story. It's in the Daily Mail today. It says, Cosmic, a solar system just like ours. So there's a twin solar system which copies ours. And it's the first time in history they've found one. So literally everything that's happening here could be happening over there in another solar system. There could be another one of us.
Yes.
There could be another guest that hasn't turned up.
Yeah, stuck in sort of the traffic around an exoplanet.
Who knows?
Yeah. Well, I read about this, and it's, you're right, it's the same number of planets around a star, isn't it? That's
exactly.
Just like 8 of them, I think, is the number. But they're all a lot closer in. I think the furthest planet out in those 8 is the same distance as the Earth is from the Sun. So they're all a lot hotter, apart from the one that is the final one, which could be rocky like ours. I love these stories, though, don't you, see, where you know, they get all excited, going, we found planets like ours! And we go, well, we only want to know this if there's aliens on it, you know?
That's the thing. They've released a story now, but it seems a bit strange that they release it on the same week as the cigar-shaped, you know, asteroid Star Wars comes out. It seems like a bit of a PR
Yeah, we're talking about this. Yeah, you're right. That asteroid, we talked about this at the beginning of the week. When it's gone past Earth, hasn't it? It's twice the distance of the Sun. But it's an odd shape. It's come from outside our solar system, so they were going to scan it for signs of intelligent life, like radio waves.
Exactly.
That was happening on Wednesday. We haven't heard anything. I'm guessing it's just a lump of rock.
Yeah.
But you're right about the PR. The timing is suspicious.
I know, it's all happening all at once. You watch, you won't hear about it in about a month's time, but there you go.
All about, it's all about the Star Wars this week, so I think you're right. I've just heard, by the way, and this is no reflection on you, but Guz has turned up. Oh, this is our guest. Not yet. I mean, he's going to come in a minute. He can just join in with you, frankly. Okay. We're not taking your slot away from you.
Oh, he could be my sidekick.
Because of this. Exactly right, yeah. And that's what we'll relegate him to, yeah. Anyway, what else have we got in the papers then?
Okay, well, in the Daily Express, they're going with the rebel MPs.
Yep.
And they're calling for all of them to be sacked.
Of course they are, yeah.
So they also believe this is going to lead to a Corbyn victory at the next election, is what they're predicting. They're saying that these Tory MPs that have been rebelling, it leads to more infighting, and they think this is paving the way for Corbyn to come through for the next election. So there's an early prediction. I mean, who knows?
I mean, that election's a long time away.
Well, you say that, but Theresa May could just drop another one. You never know.
Well, yes. I mean, I think after the last time, I'm not sure she would.
Yeah, probably
if
not.
If I'm honest.
I think she'll do it on Christmas Day.
I think she'll do it.
No, I know when to do it.
May 19th.
May the 19th. Exactly, yeah, right, Sid. FA Cup final, royal wedding.
No, that's when you have the election.
Generally, yeah. So she calls it on Christmas Day,
sets
the date as May the 19th. That could become the day for all events now. Because that's what we learn, isn't
it? What else could we do on that day?
I'm changing my birthday to May 19th as well.
I know someone whose birthday is on May 19th.
Do you?
They've just been tweeting about it.
It's overshadowed that then, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Why don't we just move Christmas to there as well?
Oh, perfect.
Because then that would take away from the Theresa May announcing it on Christmas Day.
The Queen could do a speech live from the church. It'd be like an outside broadcast.
Another outside broadcast. Already it's costing us loads of money with outside broadcast facilities. But yeah, you're absolutely right. I don't know, this whole youth quake today. Have you heard about this as well?
Yeah, I'm not a fan of the word.
I'm not. I've
never heard it.
That's what I was going to say.
Exactly.
It's the new word of the year, according to the Oxford English Dictionary, is youthquake. And I'm like, well, I've never used that or seen it written down.
Yeah.
Also, there tends to be a new word of the year about every 3 months.
Yeah.
And it's never one that anyone uses. It's always something that no one uses, so a bit pointless, isn't
it? Yeah, no one said youthquake, apart from what? Some, I don't know, newspapers at the time, maybe, but it's, you know.
Was it Corbyn who used it? Or was it just because of Corbyn?
I think it was because
someone else used it.
I think it's because of Corbyn. I think it's been attached to that because of the political awakening amongst millennial voters.
Yeah. Okay.
Instead of adding on
was the argument.
So it's not like Corbyn used it in a speech.
Yeah.
Instead of adding unnecessary words, can't we just chuck out some words that we don't need in the dictionary, like blancmange? That's an ugly word.
You don't like the word blancmange? Yeah.
So you think
every year, as opposed to just getting a word into the dictionary, we should also chuck a word out of the dictionary to make space? That's the suggestion.
Yeah, one in, one out.
Well, there's a policy. It's like immigration. Well done. Oh, look, guests arrived.
Hello, bruv.
Hello there.
How are you?
Well, I'm all right. How was traffic?
Bruv, it was horrific. Yeah. And I'm not used to this stuff. I'm not from London.
Yeah.
So in the West Midlands, we can get from one part of the West Midlands to the other in the same time it's taken to get here.
Yeah. Mate, I'm from the West Midlands.
Apologies, bro.
I'm from the West Midlands, I know.
You know
exactly what you're saying.
You know exactly what I'm saying.
Yeah,
my gosh.
Anyway, look, it's good to have you in.
Thank you.
This is Sid, by the way.
Nice to meet you.
Sid's our work experience. We just literally dragged him in here to review some papers because, you know, we had a space to fill.
One brown guy was late, so you got the other brown guy in.
That's exactly right.
Yes. I see the way it works.
And it's hard to tell you apart now. Sure. Guys, welcome, though. It's good to have you in.
Thank you, bro.
I'm glad you turned up, you know, because that would have been, you know, awful.
I was looking forward to this as well, but yeah.
Sid, stay in the conversation. We're not going to throw you out of this. Cool. We were just talking about, have you known about May the 19th? Did you manage to get that in your car? So May the 19th is now the announcement of the wedding between Harry and what's-her-face.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
Right?
You
and go. But it's also, we realised, and we just had to get a statement from the FA, it's FA Cup final day, and no one seemed to have noticed.
Dude.
Yeah.
That is horrific logistical planning, bruv.
It's also going to, here's why I bring you into this conversation, because you've got a sitcom on.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the outside broadcast facilities alone to do a royal wedding and an FA Cup final on the same day are going to eat up licence fee money. Two lots of outside... That could be the end of your series, is all I'm saying. I mean,
thank you, bro.
Seriously,
thank you for starting on such a light-hearted note there. Just scrap the whole interview,
I'm
man.
I'm not saying scrap it. I'm just saying, if you can't be bothered to turn up on time, it's a reflection of your character.
That's mad, bro. No one's gonna tune into a Raw wedding if the FA Cup final.
Well, I know. So what are they gonna do?
Scrap that instead. Get rid of that, bro. My gosh,
it's a bit odd. Well, look, you're here now, so you know you might as well tell us about the sitcom.
Dude, so basically, as a working class lad from the West Mids, it just feels nice that we've created something, I think, that reflects the area that it was made in. It was inner city Brom.
This is Small Heath.
Small Heath. Small Heath. So it's no small task filming in Small Heath. they've had some commotion in the past where there was another sitcom, Citizen Khan. They used to get egged and bricked out of the area. So we managed to go pretty much hassle-free. So in your face, Citizen Khan! In your face! We have credibility in the streets. Yeah. So, no, it's just, you know, it's nice to be able to bring, you know, that working-class flavour to the screen, really. Which is what I'm really looking forward to, people vibing.
Yeah, so for those that, I mean, look, we're going to have to go to news in a minute, so we're going to keep you. I'm here, bro.
I don't know if we can. I don't know if Guz is on Talk Sport.
Well, then they'll have to get him late, like we did. Doesn't that seem fair?
Okay, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah, there you go. So
don't mess with John right now. Someone's going to get smacked in the face live on radio. And I appreciate that.
I'm not relinquishing you to Hawksby and Jacobs until I'm finished with you. Thank you. I need to know more of this sitcom lark. Plus, you know, I'm from the same place, so I want to talk about, you know, I want to talk about the Midlands.
Of course.
I don't get to talk about it enough.
Yeah, forget Hawksby and Jacobs. Yeah, we'll do the West Midlands.
They know. Yeah, I know. All right, stay with us. Gus Khan with us. He's got his... It's a sitcom starting to be 3. Sid, thank you very much for doing the papers and stepping in so admirably.
Yeah,
this is a small step from here to your own BBC 3 sitcom. Frankly,
exactly. Look at that guy, Sid.
Yeah,
Sid, what's Sid short for?
Sikander.
There you go.
Yeah,
Sikander. I knew there was something.
You knew there was something underneath.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you. You stay there. Headline hijack on the way. Right, here we go. A made-up news story coming in the news. You've been supplying them. You've been sending them in. And it's there to confuse the people not listening to this bit of the programme. They're all going out for lunch and stuff. They get back, they hear the news, there's a made-up news lie in it. Broadcast to the nation of truth, as truth. Who has made the story up today? Come
on. Today's winner is Sean.
Sean is from?
Sean's in Canterbury.
Is he? Right, okay. Sean in Canterbury, made-up news story on the way. After that, we will, of course, be talking to Guz more about the sitcom. Ian Hislop will be joining. You've encroached on Ian Hislop's space as well, you realise?
Sorry, Ian.
Oh, I know, yeah. So he's going to be joining us as well. We've got live music on the programme as we take you into the weekend with buskers we've quite literally dragged in off the streets. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. News is next. I'm John Holmes.
Festive free speech with all the trimmings.
Happy Christmas to you all.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Another year's hard graft has gone by in a flash, and it's Christmas again, so you're saving your cash. At Selco, we know you've worked hard all year through, so we've come up with a festive way to give something back to you.
Great celebration offers and deals every day. Come and join us in the celebration this week at Selco Builders Warehouse. Find your nearest branch at selcobw.com.
Selco, it's where the trade goes.
You can say anything to a mate. Anything. Call them every name under the sun. Wind them up. Bring them down a peg. Tell them stuff you never thought you'd tell anyone. Because they're proper mates. Like brothers. When it's a mate, you say what you feel like saying. Except, I love you, man. And I'm not going to let you drink drive. Stupid, innit? Mates don't let mates drink drive. Think.
My name's Frank. When I was on the streets, I was cold, lonely and scared. Christmas was the hardest time. I was absolutely by myself. I had nowhere to go. But then I came to Crisis at Christmas. It was awesome. They had proper food, showers, doctors, advisors. It was a real ray of hope and it changed my life. So please reserve a place for someone at Crisis at Christmas for just £26.08. Go to crisis.org.uk and help someone else like me out of homelessness this Christmas. Thanks for listening.
What? We're losing 3-0?
And if they score another, I'll win £1 million.
£1 million?
Yeah. On the Sun's new Sun 6 game, get 6 scores right this game week and you'll win more cash than Neymar gets in a week.
Oh no, there they go.
Yes! Sausage rolls on me! Think you know the score? Prove it and you could win £1 million with Sun 6. Play for free now at thesun.co.uk/sun6. Sun 6 powered by SunBets. One free play token per customer per game week. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. BeGambleAware.org.
Festive free speech with all the trimmings.
We want our show to focus on the joy of Christmas.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Do you know, it ruddy well is. And it's 1 minute past two, and I'm John Holmes, and here's Alex Dibble with the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, save the date for the royal wedding, EU gives the green light to trade talks, and why pet pooches are playing a key role in Christmas Jumper Day.
Talk Radio.
A date's officially been set for Prince Harry's wedding to Meghan Markle next year. Kensington Palace has confirmed the couple will marry on Saturday, the 19th of May. We already know the ceremony will take place in St George's Chapel at Windsor Castle. Talk Radio understands there are no plans to move the FA Cup final, which is on the same day. The Duke of Cambridge often hands the trophy to the winning team. EU leaders in Brussels have agreed Brexit negotiations can move on to part two. The European Parliament President Donald Tusk says it's time for exploratory contacts with the UK on a future trade deal. But Theresa May has been warned this next phase of talks will be significantly harder than the first. French President Emmanuel Macron has been speaking in Brussels.
We managed to keep the unity of the 27, the integrity of the single market, compliant with our rules. And in the future, we will make do what it takes to do the same. And I would like to thank Michel Barnier regarding the good negotiations of phase one.
Police in London are to hold an urgent review of a rape case after accusations they failed to disclose evidence. The case against a 22-year-old accused of 12 counts of rape and sexual assault collapsed after police were ordered to hand over phone records. The deputy leader of far-right group Britain First has been released on bail after appearing in court in Belfast. Jada Franson's charged with threatening behaviour over remarks about Islam earlier this week. She made them at a peace wall dividing Catholics from Protestants in the city. And more than 5 million people across the UK will be wearing their Christmas jumpers today to raise money for children around the world on what's become a major fundraising day for Save the Children. Claire Rowney has been telling Talk Radio this year even dogs have been getting involved.
We had hundreds of dogs coming along in their Christmas sweaters, and we're just awaiting confirmation of the world record, but it's looking good.
Dogs in jumpers?
Yeah.
Is that like pigs in blankets?
Exactly.
At Christmas, the same sort of thing?
Yeah.
The latest delicacy. So do you want Sprouts? Can you pass the dogs in jumpers?
Yeah, there you go.
You're wearing yours, though. You're wearing your Christmas jumper today.
Yeah, it's a red one as well.
Yeah, I forgot. So that's lost some children some money somewhere along the line, hasn't it? But
you're looking lovely.
Thanks, mate. Alex, thank you very much. Have you got some weather now?
I do indeed.
Okay, where are we going? Here we go. Weather.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Sunny for most, with a few showers near the coast, especially in Scotland. Highs of around 4 degrees Celsius.
Thank you very much. You're back as well with today's bonus news, of course, around about 3:30.
Yeah, what is it today?
I think it's animal news today.
Great.
It's happening in the world. We know this.
I should have saved that story for animal news, shouldn't I?
Well, that's what reminded me.
That's right.
But, of course, the news is only 2 minutes long, and that's not long enough to get everything in. I mean, Alex kind of has to pick and choose. So what we like to do is bring you a bonus news around about 3:30. To cover everything else off, animal, vegetable, and mineral. And today, I've just been told it's vegetable news, by the way, not animal news.
Oh, right.
So,
well, I'm sure there might be some Christmas related vegetable news.
So, Alex will be bringing you all of that. Now, here's a turn up for the books. Look, ordinarily, the sport is pre recorded, as we know, but not now because Shauna's here. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. What's gone wrong with the pre recording?
It broke.
It broke. Good. All right. Well, we'll play you in with just to be clear, with a bit of a sponsored bit of a production. Here it comes.
Talk Radio Sports Update
with Selco Builders Warehouse. Hundreds of trade brands in stock. Selco's got it.
Good afternoon, I'm Shauna McCarthy. Australia's cricketers have fought back against England on day two of the third Ashes Test in Perth. They're 200 runs behind going into day three, closing on 203 for two. But captain Steve Smith is 92 not out. England's Johnny Bairstow.
My job now when we come back in the morning is a case of, right, well, we've got the capabilities of taking 5-6 wickets in a session. We've shown that previously, so there's no reason why we can't now.
In football, Manchester United defender Eric Bailly will be sidelined for 2 to 3 months because he needs surgery on an ankle injury. That news has just come from manager Jose Mourinho. Arsene Wenger, meanwhile, has confirmed that talks over a new contract for Jack Wilshere will begin at the end of the month. Former Wimbledon tennis champion Leighton Hewitt is going to come out of retirement once again to play doubles at next month's Australian Open. And Sir Bradley Wiggins' wife, Catherine, has apologised after calling Chris Froome a slithering reptile on social media. Four-time Tour de France champion Froome denies wrongdoing after testing for double the permitted amount of illegal asthma drug. That's your sport, powered by TalkSport.
And police detectives are baffled as Anthony Gormley's Angel of the North statue was stolen overnight. The 20-metre-tall sculpture was missing this morning when the sun came up, to the shock of the locals. Police have said they currently have no leads, but will be checking nearby homes to see if it's being used as a Christmas tree topping ornament.
Thank you very much indeed. Alex Dibble there with the news. Shauna with the not pre-recorded sport. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoon.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio, it revolutionized the way people learned about their world. It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
Still to come then on the programme, a man will be in a lift. That man is called Con. He will be clutching all of the haters' texts and tweets, the abuse we've got on social media over the past 5 days. We don't report it, we don't ban it, we don't block it. We give it to Con. He reads it all out loud on a Friday as the lift travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we call Con Descending. You've still got time to hate me personally. If you'd like to, you can do that on this number, 87 treble 2.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
The big debate is on the way at 3 o'clock. Ian Hislop will be joining us as well, and our work experience, Grace, will be going through films for the weekend, plus live music between 3.30 and 4, as we quite literally go out onto the streets of London, take a busker by the hand, lead them through those streets of London, and force them to perform for you at microphone point.
John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
So, you'll have heard him before the news. He's had a chance to get his breath back from running through the streets himself. Well, he came in a car, to be honest with you, but Gus Kahn is with us. Hello.
Hello, bro.
Hello again. So, where were we? We were talking about your sitcom. That's what we were doing.
Yeah, we were just saying that it's nice. It's nice to have... Because I'm totally new to this whole game. Mm. 2 years ago, I was a full-time secondary school teacher.
Yeah,
so,
I wanted to get onto that, yeah.
So, like, the transition from that to this, it's just kind of from everyone who's seen it so far and a couple of clips that have gone out, people are vibing with it. It's it was filmed in Brom, in splat bang in the middle of Brom, in Small Heath as well.
Yeah.
So, Bravo 10 is the postcode. And it's just nice, I think, for the show to come from that area and be about those people. Yeah, I think it's nice.
Well, before we talk about teaching and the genesis of it, and we've got a clip you'll be pleased to know.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
There you go. You see, we're like professionals around here. So this is a clip from the sitcom, which is called...
Man Like Mo Bean.
And here it is.
I've got to find you a place where these unsavoury characters can't get you. In his book, The Art of War, the great military strategist Sun Tzu said, good fighters first put themselves beyond the possibility of defeat. Oi, oi, oi.
Well, it was a short clip, certainly. I mean, that was...
It's about as much as we could broadcast.
Legally, bro. I don't want to get you my taken off air and that.
So, teaching. You said it, 2 years. That's not very long, is it, to get from teaching full-time to sitcom on BBC Three?
Dude, it's crazy. But yeah. I think part of the process has been nice is that I haven't really thought about it. I've kind of just had these opportunities come my way. And kind of the whole way I stumbled into comedy was kind of just making... light of social issues, things that were going on in the news, and it's kind of developed to a point where we may be able to make a show about it as well. Yeah. So yeah, it's fun.
So were you always kind of setting, was that kind of always in the back of your mind doing comedy, or was it just a kind of a byproduct of standing in front of an audience of children that don't like you as
yeah.
well?
I mean to be honest with you, for the stand-up purposes, standing in front of 6 hours worth of kids,
yeah.
32 kids that change every single hour, man, that sets you up for life. There's no amount of heckling I'm ever going to get at a comedy club that beats what the kids could do. So I was in a good place, in a good position. But I suppose, yeah, undercover, since I was a child, I've always loved comedy, specifically stand-up comedy as well.
So what got you, what were your influences when you sort of growing up?
Eddie Murphy was a huge influence. And then as I got older, kind of like Dave Chappelle, and understanding that, yo, these cats are using comedy to kind of make social points, look at the way the world works. And so, it's kind of how I stumbled into this, as I said, so super important.
Yeah, and the sitcom development then was, because obviously you're playing a character in it.
Yeah.
But is it you? Or is it?
He's a collection of me and all the people closest to me as well. Yeah. So most definitely, he feels like a part of us. And I think that's really important, like in terms of when I was writing the character and how people kind of gravitated towards him. From a couple of clips that I did online, people felt that he was real. You know, I still walk around in Brom now, and people are like, "Hi, it's Malbean." Yeah. Like, I'm totally not Mo Bean, bro. Matt's been on Talk Radio. You understand what I'm saying? You understand it's a character, but people don't get it. And I suppose that's nice that he must be so real that people genuinely feel he's a guy that they know or
also,
relate to.
Also, I'm slightly disappointed, more than slightly disappointed, that you haven't got a really strong Brummie accent.
No,
because I kind of want that. You know, I'm from near there as well, so I kind of like.
Would have been easy. We could switch it on very quickly.
Yeah, it's really easy to do. Actually, isn't it?
All the Brummies in the media tend to drop the accent quite quickly, don't they?
Adrian Childs kind of kept it.
Oh, that's true. And Frank Skinner, but that's about it.
Wow. Yeah.
Lenny Henry can do a good one.
Yeah, he can do it, but he doesn't choose to. It's not his actual voice.
No, you're right. That's right.
It's true.
But there aren't enough. You're absolutely right. Enough. You know, flashes of West Midlands life.
No, absolutely.
That's the thing.
And I think a big thing for us as well. Like when we first went through it, it was like, oh, it might be easier to film it in London. And I was like, yeah, it might be easier for me to just quit. How about I do that? How about I do that? BBC, shall I do that? No. And after understanding why it's important to have, if you've got a show about a specific area, to have it there. I'm so glad we were able
we're
to
all
do
of the
that.
Crew, all of the people coming with you, like from the terrible south, just going, oh, I don't like it here. I don't
there
like
was,
it here.
There was a few, and kind of like I tried to scare everybody by sending out chain emails about how many stabbings and shootings have happened in the hood in the last 24 hours. So they were very worried on the first day. But you know, it's nice. They were there. And obviously, you know, being from the West Midlands, when you have crazy Fox News stories like Birmingham is a Muslim only city.
Oh yeah.
It's nice to flip that on the head. And say, look, you're standing here now, Craig. Yeah. Have fun, mate.
Look, we're going to have to let you go, because I know you've got to go on to TalkSport. And, you know, plus, frankly, you didn't turn up on time, so it's your own fault.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
so
true.
That's fair, isn't it? But look, good to see you. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you, bro.
Come in again when you've got longer.
Yeah, man, I'm
come
here.
Come on in.
I'll be on time. And as long as you guys are having me, I'll be here.
Of course we will. All right, good stuff. Thank you.
Thank you, bro.
So when does it start? That's what we should ask you very quickly. When does it start?
Sunday. So this Sunday on BBC iPlayer.
Yeah.
Jump on the ting and, yeah.
And there we
let
go.
Let us know what you think.
And live at the Apollo coming up as well.
Absolutely.
Well.
Thank
right.
you, bro.
Guys, thanks for coming in. Good to see you.
It is
the Talk Radio in the afternoons. We'll take early ads and travel. And then we'll be talking to Ian Hislop. That's right, it's Christmas. It's PR exercises dressed up as interviews. That's what it's all about. It's Talk Radio. I'm John.
Wakey, wakey, it's Christmas.
On Talk Radio.
Ding dong, merrily on high.
We'll get you talking. This Christmas, the classic bear from Darkest Peru is back. Paddington's Story Hour on Talk Radio in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. Every Sunday afternoon from 3, get ready for Marmalade, Mishaps and Mayhem as Hugh Bonneville reads Paddington Takes the Test by Michael Bond. Paddington's Story Hour on Talk Radio in association with HarperCollins Children's Books. As Paddington returns to the big screen, you can read all about his new adventures in Paddington 2, The Story of the Movie. Available now in all good bookshops and online.
Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds. And link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud. Helping you manage everything from money to people. Be Sage. Build on.
You are currently on the naughty list. Know why? Because you've lost your Christmas spirit. But with every delicious bite of Subway's new deluxe feast, the festive season becomes that little bit better. Until you're transformed into a prancing, dancing, tinsel-infused elf. That's the magic of butter, marinated turkey breast, crispy bacon and cranberry sauce. That's the magic of Subway. Subway, keep discovering. Terms and conditions apply. Participation may vary. See in store for details.
Fleet managers, maybe you don't use fleet tracking because maybe your fleet seems safe and secure. Maybe your fuel costs seem okay. Maybe your drivers manage just fine without it. Maybe it's time to stop running your business on maybes. Fleetmatic's fleet tracking solutions can help you reduce your costs, serve more customers, and improve the safety of your employees' driving habits anytime, anywhere. Maybe that's worth a call. Text the word fleet to 66777 or visit fleetmatics.co.uk. Fleetmatics, a Verizon company.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
Nope.
Library?
Nope.
Indoor pool?
Nope.
Outdoor pool?
Nope.
Tennis courts?
Nicer problems to have. This Friday, there's a £110 million jackpot. And two guaranteed UK millionaires. Euromillions. Only from the National Lottery.
Estimated jackpot. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Talk Radio. Traffic and travel.
The M3 in Surrey has two lanes shut northbound between Junction 3 for Lightwater and 2 for the M25 because of an accident which is causing queues. In Gloucestershire, there are delays on the northbound M5 towards Junction 13 for Stroud. A lane's been shut there after an accident. In Bedfordshire, the M1's queuing southbound between Junction 12 at Flitwick and 10 for Luton Airport because of an accident blocking two of the four lanes. And in West Yorkshire, the M62 is crawling on the eastbound side between Junction 23 for Huddersfield and 25 at Brighouse after a car overturned. I'm Alan Joyce.
Today at Tesco, there's 25% off six or more bottles of wine. Everyone's welcome at Tesco. 18 plus excludes Express in Scotland. Max 36 bottles. Exclusions apply. Ends December 18th.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
You're not wrong. It's 17 minutes past 2 o'clock. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes, and we're spoiled for hot guest action this afternoon, because there's another one in here now.
It's like one of those cheesy Christmas specials where ding dong, who's it now? Oh.
Ian Hislop's at the door. Hi, Ian. How are you?
I'm very well indeed. Thank you.
Good, good. Well, again, you know, you've been in here before. And,
I have.
You know, And you know we have no pretense about why people come in. We like to think you've just rung the bell and popped by. You're flogging something for Christmas. We know that. The listener knows that.
But there's only one thing.
Yeah.
I could have come here with a whole sack full.
Be upfront about it. Yeah.
No.
Go on.
Yeah, no, sorry, no, I'm just agreeing with you. I thought that'd be a good start.
Well, not necessarily. Well, Private Eye Annual is initially what I clutch here in my mortal hand.
Excellent, yes. It's our sort of highlights of the year package.
Yeah.
Done in old-fashioned hardback book.
There's not enough of that.
Yeah. Not enough of that around. Anyway, it's been a very funny year, so I had to pack quite a lot of it in.
Yeah.
And everyone said, guys, it's not all Brexit and Trump, is it? And I said, no. But that's a lie, because it is all Brexit and Trump.
That's happened, yes. Are you, I mean, you know, you have to do this day in, day out, as do we, but are you kind of bored every time you hear the word Brexit now and just longing for something different to happen with it?
It is a fascinating process, you know, like any car crash. Yeah. You know, you're quite interested in watching it. But I just get the feeling people out there are quite bored now.
Yeah.
I mean, whichever way they voted, they'd like it to be over.
Yeah. And all we learned recently wasn't it? They kept calling it the beginning of the beginning. And you just go, oh, my goodness, really?
Yes, well, that's the Churchill quote, which means we're in for 5 years of war. It's not a very good precedent.
No.
I mean, and again, everyone sort of gets very, very excited in the papers and on the television about any small development, which then turns out not to have been important.
Yeah.
So everyone's screaming traitor at each other and saying, this is the end. And the next morning, everyone says, oh, well, no, it seems to be going on.
Yeah, and now we're round two. Yeah.
It's fine. Yeah. We've moved on. So there's a huge amount of hot air about it.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of it is very funny. David Davis is fabulous. You know, you thought you'd come to the end of the Brexit jokes, and then there's a man saying, I don't have to be very clever to do what I do. And we're thinking, yeah, we noticed.
Well, at least, you know, at least you've put something together in the form of a sort of written dossier, unlike, you know, his claim in the end.
Well, I thought that, you know, it was journalists who never do any homework, but no, it turns out to be cabinet ministers.
Yeah, that's right. And when you do put the book together, right, because as you say, you've got to gather all this stuff up from every issue over the year. Do you sit down, like, with a stack of the stuff?
Yeah.
Or do you go along through the year going, oh, I'll save that for Christmas?
No, I go back and I have a look at it, and anything that still makes me laugh, you know, months and months later, or I can remember what it was about. That's the other thing. Was that a story? I'm not sure anyone cares about that.
We've been trying to write, as we did last year, a sort of version of the 12 Days of Christmas, but with, you know, the year's news. And this morning we were sitting there going, we've just forgotten what's happened apart from Brexit and Trump. It's like, what else? Oh, snowflakes. They were a thing.
They were a thing. They were a thing. There was a royal engagement.
That's
thank
right.
goodness.
Yeah.
So everyone had something else to say.
Yeah. We had the breaking news today, which you know about, of course, being a big sports fan. That,
yes.
I mean, I didn't know this because Cornelius told me, but May the 19th, which is when Harry and Meghan have now said they're going to get married.
Yeah.
Also, FA Cup final day.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now, thinking, that isn't good,
that's
is
not
it?
Good at all. I mean, I don't know anything about football, but even no. I know
yeah.
that at the very least is going to be double outside broadcast facilities from the BBC, costing the licence payer double what they were paying already. That's how I'm looking at it.
Does the BBC still have football?
Yeah, it's got the FA Cup. It's the law, isn't it? It has to be on terrestrial TV.
Is that right?
I
you see, that's
so.
The sort of thing I should know. Luckily, I don't.
No, me either.
That's a terrible bit of planning,
isn't
it?
Though? Yeah.
Actually, it might be on ITV.
Oh, well, now you're telling us.
Because that's still terrestrial, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Well done, yeah. Either way, the timing is bad.
Yeah, and that's a terrible broadcasting clash. I mean, which will I watch?
I'm going for neither.
Will I find I'm out for a walk?
I'm going to sit and watch if I've got news for you on Dave.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Yeah. Well, the one thing is it'll always be there.
Yeah. The other thing, because you mentioned there that actually a book in hardback now, an actual physical thing you can hold.
Yeah.
It's quite hard to buy presents now, right? Because Christmas is coming. I'm sort of going, right, what will I get? For you know, from a mate David, we always get something for each other, right? And in fact, what he's getting this year is a private eye annual that I'm going to ask you to sign at the end of this. So that's what he's got. I've sorted it this year.
Is it going to be a surprise now you've broadcast?
He doesn't listen to this. But it's hard to buy. You can't buy people CDs anymore because they stream them or steal them. You can't buy people DVDs because that's
not they've
the thing.
Seen it or they've already watched
got it. Or it's just on the box set bingey thing. It's like, where do you go now? You can't buy people anything.
Well. Luckily, we're still there. We're a physical artefact, and you've got drawings in it, which, again, I mean, if you like cartoons and you find cartoons funny, they're much, much better on the page.
Yeah.
You know, on the screen, they're 2D, they're flat, they lose all the fun.
Yeah.
And we reproduce them sort of large. Not to fill space, but because we believe in them.
Just because all of the readers are getting short-sighted, like me. These days.
Well, our last issue, I don't know, we did an out-of-focus cover.
Yes, you did. It confused me at first.
And a lot of our readers wrote in saying, my bifocals have blown up. I've no idea what you're doing. You know, it was meant to be of the fact that, you know, Brexit doesn't have a lot of clarity. So we thought, let's put this image out of focus.
Yeah.
And then obviously the printers ring up and say, you know, your front cover's not very good. And we go, no, please don't correct it, because then we'll have rather a lot of copies of an unfunny joke. So anyway, I'm sorry about that, but it's still out there,
out
of focus.
Yeah, and the covers are interesting, actually, because you get into trouble with the covers a lot. That's what, if you read the letters page of Private Eye, it's what people sort of moan about and cancel their subscriptions over. And it's always the first thing you see, of course. You can't avoid it because it's in the newsagents anyway. But you must spend a lot of time going, oh, I hope this one offends people enough. And
yes, I mean, it's disappointing if no one's offended.
Yeah, of course
it is. I mean, you feel you've rather wasted your time.
Yeah.
But also, I think a lot of people sort of put it on their phones and then just do the cover. So someone says, I thought your last issue was appalling. And you go, which bits of it then? and then you find out that they've actually only seen the cover.
Yeah. But I've always, and we've had this conversation before, but I've always kind of cited, what I really love about Private Eye is that you aren't afraid to go where other jokes won't. In broadcast or, you know, people say things privately.
Yes.
But especially in the current climate, people won't say or, you know, go near certain subjects.
And like, I think they're often wrong. I mean, my favourite current story is I printed a cartoon which was called The Bipolar Grand Old Duke of York.
Yeah.
Right. When he was up, he was up.
Yeah.
When he was down, he was really down. Anyway, I thought it was pretty funny. And then some people wrote in saying, you know, this is absolutely outrageous. And then a genuine reader wrote in and he said, I suffer from a bipolar condition. I saw your cartoon and I thought it was absolutely disgusting. I looked at it a couple of days later, thought it was really funny. And that's a real letter, and I thought, that's fantastic.
It is, yeah.
People are very keen to take offence on behalf of someone else.
Totally, yeah.
I mean, we had a cartoon last issue, which was sort of callous managing director and a very stressed member of staff, and he said, well, you must remember that if you're really up against it, my window's always open. And then again, people wrote in saying, you have no idea, mental health really isn't funny. And then luckily this morning I got another letter from someone saying, I've just come out of a psychiatric ward, I thought it was fabulously funny.
You,
you know, and people are offended, I think, too fast and on behalf of someone else.
Yeah.
And actually the people it involves, it's a release. I mean, my father died when I was quite young, and we were terrified as a family about mentioning death or whatever. And the first time I realised this works, we were watching the two Ronnies, and it was a funeral, and the coffin didn't fit, and then the bits fell out, and it was incredibly poor taste, but really funny. Yeah. And my mother absolutely creased herself, and I realised, oh, I see, this is what comedy can do.
Yeah, because as you're right, it's a valve, isn't it?
It is, and I think people just get too worked up.
And they do now. Do you think, I mean, it has got worse, hasn't it? Because of this, I wish joke about snowflakes, but that whole sort of generation now, I suppose, and all this safe space stuff. We were reading one today, I think it was in the Telegraph maybe yesterday, but we were talking about it this morning, whereby the University of London had done a tweet regarding the snow last weekend, saying we hashtag dreaming of a white Christmas, campus, white campus.
Yeah.
And social media, of course, immediately went, well, that's offensive, because you're not consider the oppression of people of colour. And you go, it's a song by Bing Crosby. What are you doing?
Yeah, I know. Well, Jewish songwriter, you know, there's some offence in there somewhere.
Yeah. But people will just seek it out, it seems to me now.
I thought that sort of been made up by the Daily Mail so they could be offended again afterwards. Yeah. And I think, I mean, yes, to young people, but I mean, a lot of old people who have discovered politics over the referendum and voted Leave, they're really snowflakes.
Yeah,
any suggestion that you don't entirely agree with their decision and their vote, they go mental.
Yeah.
So I think it's becoming across the generations now. I mean, our privatised complaints, obviously, you know, I top them all up, but it used to be, will you leave Corbyn alone? That was really the start of the year, you pathetic right-wing, you know, drivellers.
Yeah.
Then it was the SNP trolls got onto us. We somehow hit their list. So leave Nicola alone, you pathetic Sassenach fill-in thingers. And then it was the Leavers, who were absolutely furious.
Yeah.
You know, they've said, you know, I've been reading your magazine for, you know, 50 years or 60 or whatever they claim. And really, it's always been impartial and balanced. And I thought, well, not when I've been in charge, it hasn't.
And how long have you been in charge of Private Eye now? It's been a while, Ian.
Yeah, 1890 I took over. It's 30 years. I have been there quite a long time.
Did you think that when you took over? Because, you know, such an incredible act to follow as well. And you know,
I thought you were about to say act of folly.
An incredible act to follow, an act of folly, yes. Looking back. Did you ever think you were going to still be doing that in 30 years?
No, I made a number of very pompous speeches at the time about how I would probably do this job for a couple of years. And I had no idea then that, A, I wouldn't be offered any other jobs, and, B, it would still be fun.
Yeah.
So, no, I had no
idea.
And
you consider that your main gig still?
Yeah,
presumably,
I mean, that's what I spend most of my time doing.
Yeah. Because you branched out into, you know, into these person off the telly goes and does thing kind of travelogue stuff, which I love those kind of things. But but there's been arguments about them being too many of them. I don't want to see Joanna Lumley on train, all that sort of stuff. But you want people that are passionate about the stuff, then. You know,
I mean, and I haven't done trains for a very long time. Yeah. I mean, nowadays I do sort of Victorian Britain or, I mean, some kindly controller when I was trying to flog yet another idea said... your documentaries, they're just old people talking about dead people, aren't they? And I said, yeah, that's more or less it. Yeah. I quite like that.
Yeah, well, so call it that.
Well, no, I did one about immigration this year, but obviously immigration in 1900.
Yeah.
So that was pretty topical.
Yeah.
I'm very lucky. I get the chance to go and do these sort of strange sort of interests.
And last time you were talking about the Wipers Times, of course.
Yeah,
which,
well.
Was into the West End.
Yes, and I mean, it's coming back next year.
Yeah.
We just had a tour. We did 3 months, ended up in Chichester. But fabulous. Went to Cardiff and Manchester and, I mean, sort of all around the country.
Yeah.
And it's a great excuse for me to go and sit and watch people saying my own jokes from the back of the stalls and go, yeah. It's really working now.
it's that thing of Have I Got News For You, isn't it? Because there's a writers' room of I Got News For You. Let's call them program associates.
Yeah.
But you know, they help out the guests, not you, but they help out the guests and the writer and do the some jokes and script for the host.
Yeah, who does the whole thing from cards,
from
auto
cues and screens and all that kind of stuff. And I get, you know, and I did a couple of days on shows like that in the past, and I've worked on them. And it's that sense of being the writer when you sort of are at the back going, well, I'd have done that better. Yeah, I mean, I'd have delivered that far better than Alexander Blow. Nuddy Armstrong.
Why do they get those hosts in? Why isn't it me?
Exactly that.
No, but the great thing I found in the theatre is if you cast the right people, you suddenly think, oh, God, that's really funny now.
They've saved it.
That's a proper actor.
Well, look, we're out of time.
Oh, no.
We're out of time, Ian.
We can't be out of time.
I know. Damn it.
That's what they say on programmes where they've got someone better coming on.
We literally haven't. I mean, we have. We've got Grace. She's our work experience. So she's out there. Look, she's going to be reviewing films for us.
Oh,
we
right. We tell oh, that's our, much better.
We tell our work experience that it's a leg up into the industry.
Yeah.
It's not true. It's just they're free. That's why we do it. Sorry, no illusion. But look, thank you for coming in.
It's a great pleasure.
Always a pleasure to see you. As you know.
Every Christmas.
Yeah. come on round. You know.
It's Santa and me.
Yeah, that's right. Coming down the chimney. Yeah. Frightening thought. Right, Ian Hislop, brilliant. Private
thank you, John.
Annual is out now. Wipers Time's back next year, of course, as we were talking about, and all that other stuff. Old people, old people talking about dead people. Look out for it on BBC 4 or 2 or wherever it ends up. Good. All right, next, Grace is with us to talk about films for the weekend. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. Alex has got the latest news.
Talk Radio.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have confirmed the date of their wedding. They'll get married on May the 19th. Matt Steele has the details.
We already knew the couple would tie the knot at Windsor in May, but the exact date's a bit of a surprise. Choosing a Saturday goes against tradition, as royal weddings tend to take place on weekdays. It also falls on the same day as the FA Cup final, where Harry's brother, and we assume best man, usually presents the trophy. And it does mean an end to those calls for us to get a public holiday to mark the occasion.
Five big business groups have come together to issue a joint statement welcoming the progression of Brexit talks to the next phase, but they are also calling for a transition period to be agreed as soon as possible. They insist it is needed to make sure companies have time to prepare for the future relationship. Ryanair is changing its policy and is going to recognise unions as the firm tries to avoid a strike planned next week. Some Ireland-based pilots are scheduled to walk out on Wednesday in a dispute over employees' rights. Parents are being urged to think twice about allowing their young children to drink alcohol. Current guidelines suggest nothing before the age of 15. Researchers in the States say some parents wrongly believe that allowing children to drink early is more likely to encourage responsible drinking habits. And Christmas traditions appear to be falling out of favour. Research shows leaving food out for Santa, hanging stockings and playing board games are all at risk. It's claimed nearly a quarter of people won't watch the Queen's speech either. Russell James from Ancestry DNA says it's just a continuation of what's already happened.
Christmas trees came over from Germany. Advent calendars are a German tradition. Giving out gifts was originally done in Greece. Things that we see as traditional, actually, we haven't always done, and it's just that now some of them are being replaced by new traditions, if you like.
And the weather changes.
Hang on, like what? I mean, we're not going to... What were you suggesting? Because of Brexit? It's because of Brexit.
Well, why are you bringing Brexit into it?
Well, they're European traditions, and we pulled out of Europe, so... No more tree. Is that right? Why don't
I think he's just saying the evolution of time.
Yeah.
New traditions come in. Like what? Christmas jumpers, for example. This wasn't a thing 10 years ago.
So in the future, I'm supposed to, instead of a tree, I want you standing in the corner of my lounge, Alex Dibble, with your Christmas jumper on. And I'm going
to trying to stay still for 4 weeks wearing tinsel.
Yeah, and I'll sit one of the people who work in the office who are barely into their 20s on your head, like a snowflake. And it'd be like Christmas. We could hang the millennials up around.
Sorry, John, what are you calling for?
I'm calling for hanging of millennials as Christmas decorations around the office. There, that's a modern tradition, isn't it? That's a modern tradition.
If you could do it on consecutive years, then yes, it would become traditional.
Yeah,
but doing it once doesn't count.
Well, it's I don't think we're going to lose a tree. The tree, of course, is right. It's a German tradition. It was brought in by Prince Albert, of course.
Yeah.
We were talking about this yesterday, weren't we? And that's why the royal family traditionally keep that alive. They don't have a star or an angel on top of their tree. They just pierce the end of it with a bit of metal.
Mm, just on the tip.
Like a Prince Albert tradition.
That's very funny.
Thank you.
I love that reaction. you should be in for the whole show just every time we make a joke. That's very funny.
Thanks, Alex.
That's all right.
Good stuff. Alex Dibble there. He'll be back. He'll be back throughout the afternoon, but he'll be back in 1 hour with today's edition of Vegetable News.
I will indeed.
Have you started researching that yet?
No, because they haven't given me any stories.
Any stories to look desk, into. Don't worry.
Chloe usually sends me some stories.
No, don't ruin the illusion,
the
guys.
The Vegetable News Desk.
The Vegetable News Desk.
With its crack team of vegetarian reporters.
And I'm just hearing that the vegetable news desk is now manned.
And there we go. All womaned or non-specific gendered, just to be clear.
Check your emails.
There we are. Right, we get Grace in here next. We're going to talk about Christmas films for Christmas. Is that what we're doing, or just general films?
Just general films.
General films for general times. I'm John Holmes, it's Talk Radio.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio. Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee? He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And here we are for your, well, I'm going to say your cinematic delight. Because what we do is review stuff on this programme, and we do it with the work experience. And they do music, they do television, they do geeky, gadgety stuff. Christmas gifts we've been looking at this week. But on a Friday, we like to bring you a roundup of films for the weekend. And Grace is in. She's been watching films for you. As we always say, work experience. We don't have to pay them. They think it's a leg up into the industry. Absolute balls. But anyway, welcome, Grace. Also, Christmas jumper. Yeah. Is that a Christmas jumper, though?
Well, it's just a fancy jumper, I think.
It is a fancy jumper. It sparkles.
Yeah.
It shimmers, Grace, and it shines. But I wouldn't... can you... you're wearing it because it's Christmas jumper day.
Well,
but does it count as a Christmas jumper? Is there any other time of the year you would wear that?
I mean, I'd wear it on just special occasions in general, I think. Yeah.
A royal wedding, that sort of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
FA Cup final day.
Yeah,
exactly.
Same thing. All right. Well, it's you do look like it is very sparkly, and as you're sitting in a ray of sunshine coming in, you look like a supernova.
Mm. Oh, I am.
Yeah.
That is the gauge we decided this week, weren't it? I think this was in the office. Because you were wearing a festive jumper.
Yes.
And if you wear it outside of December and it looks weird, then it's not a Christmas jumper. So even if it has absolutely no Christmas aperitif, it's just patterned.
Yeah.
That's still a Christmas
jumper. Yeah, because mine was just patterned.
Mm.
But you're right, I would only wear it round at this time. Mm. It would look foolish at any other time. Even though it was not a Christmas motif, as Cornelius rightly points out. Anyway.
Yes.
Films.
Yeah.
Where are we going to start, Grace?
So we're going to start with A Disaster Artist. Can I just move this down?
You can touch that microphone wherever, put it wherever you like, wherever you feel comfortable with it.
This is great, thank you. So The Disaster Artist, which is starring Dave and James Franco. So this is the one that's the film made about the film The Room,
which is one of the worst films ever made.
Yeah. So it's a cult hit from I think about 20 years ago.
Yeah.
So and it's kind of just about how it got started in the making of the film. So the basic story is that this guy called Greg, who lives in San Francisco, really wants to be an actor, but he's really struggling to become an actor. So he goes to an acting class and meets this really like off the wall guy called Tommy, who nobody knows anything about. Long story short, they end up moving to LA to become actors, but they can't become actors, so they decide to make a film, which is The Room. And yeah, it's just an awful film. Like, not The Disaster Artist is an awful film, but The Room is an awful film.
Yeah, and you're right, it became a cult hit, didn't it? People go for late night screenings now and all this kind of stuff. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah, so they put millions into it, but it basically made like no money. Yeah. But yeah, it's done really well, actually. It's really funny. And
have you seen The Room?
I've seen clips of The Room. It's hard to hard to kind of find without going to these midnight showings, I think.
Yeah. Well, it does. I mean, I've not seen it, but I'm aware of it because of the reasons you say. It's kind of become this cult sort of, you've got to see this, it's so terrible. And it's one of those things like Rocky Horror where people sort of join in with bits of it now.
It's you know, the whole audience kind of stands up and starts clapping and things like that. Yeah. But yeah, no, it's really good.
So does it start the story of The Disaster Artist? Now it's got confusing because we're talking about a film within a film, but you know what I mean. So The Disaster Artist, about the making of The Room, does it start, what's the sort of chronology of it? Is it sort of follow their life story first, or
it kind of gives the kind of background to Tommy and Greg, who are the friends that are in the film, and it kind of just shows how they met, and it kind of really builds up their character, and it just really explains Tommy and like how Tommy's just so odd but really nice at the same time, and he's really just, nobody knows where he's from. He keeps saying he's the same age as Dave Franco's character, who's like 19, and he's not. He's clearly like 40 or something, and he just won't give anything away about himself, and he's just got loads of money, and then it goes into the making of the film, which is obviously made really badly, and Tommy can't act, and yeah, it's just it's.
So it's, you have to have. Sorry, who's playing Tommy? Dave or James Franco?
James Franco.
So James Franco, who is an actor,
yeah,
has to act, not being able to act.
Yeah, but he does it really well, actually. It's probably one of his best roles.
Because they always say, don't they, that you can't... If you do something badly, you actually have to be very good at it. Like Les Dawson used to play the piano really badly. That was part of his act.
Yeah.
But actually, he was an amazingly gifted pianist. But he had to be able to do that in order to do the bad thing.
Yeah.
So kind of that sort of...
Yeah.
Is that true?
That's absolutely true.
I reckon I could play piano badly.
but not that anyone would want to actually watch and find entertaining. Yours would just make people leave the place.
Ah.
Yeah. It's not about just slamming your hands on the piano keyboard. It's about getting the odd note wrong here and there to make it sort of funnily entertaining.
Oh, I see.
You see, there's a skill, Connie, something which you're not familiar with.
Skill?
Yeah. Generally
speaking.
Generally speaking.
Thanks very much.
Generally speaking. But it's... I know of it. So I haven't seen The Disaster Artist, but it's getting very well reviewed.
Yeah, it is, and it should do. It generally was laugh out loud. I don't really find many films that funny, but this was, considering it's not a comedy, it was funny. Yeah, it was good.
And that's in cinemas now, obviously.
Yep.
Okay. Good. All right, look, we're traffic and travelling now. Grace, stay with us.
I'll try.
We are going... I mean, you have no choice. Stay with us, because you will be bringing us more films.
I will.
What you got?
Toy Story 2 and something on the other side of the paper, which I can't... Okay, no.
That's fine. It'll be a nice surprise. Grace is with us. She's our work experience. She's looking at films for us for the weekend. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons.
It's turkey time on Talk Radio.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
I'm just a big kid and I love Christmas so much.
Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds. And link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud. Helping you manage everything from money to people. Be Sage. Build on.
Today at Tesco, there's 25% off 6 or more bottles of wine. Everyone's welcome at Tesco. 18 plus excludes Express in Scotland. Max 36 bottles. Exclusions apply. Ends December 18th.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the train goes.
Another year's hard graft has gone by in a flash, and it's Christmas again, so you're saving your cash. At Selco, we know you've worked hard all year through, so we've come up with a festive way to give something back to you.
Great celebration offers and deals every day. Come and join us in the celebration this week at Selco Builders Warehouse. Find your nearest branch at selcobw.com.
Selco, it's where the train goes.
What? We're losing 3-0?
And if they score another, I'll win £1 million.
£1 million?
Yeah. On the Sun's new Sun6 game, get 6 scores right this game week and you'll win more cash than Neymar gets in a week.
Oh, no, there they go.
Yes! Sausage rolls on me!
Think you know the score? Prove it and you could win £1 million with Sun6. Play for free now at thesun.co.uk/Sun6.
Sun6 powered by SunBets. One free play token per customer per game week. T's and C's apply. 18 plus. BeGambleAware.org.
Time to slow down? Or not just yet? How about now? Now? Perhaps you'd start slowing down now. When it rains, it kills. Last year, 2,987 people were killed or seriously injured when driving in the rain. When it's time for your wipers, it's time to slow down. Highways England.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
The M1 in Bedfordshire is queuing southbound between Junction 12 for Flitwick and 10 for Luton Airport because of an accident, and two of the lanes are closed there. In Surrey, the M3 is crawling northbound between Junctions 3 and 2 between Lightwater and the M25, where the inside lane stays closed after an accident. And delays in Gloucestershire on the northbound M5 approaching Junction 13 at Stroud after an accident, which is on the hard shoulder. And in Cheshire, the M6 is crawling southbound towards Junction 18 at Middlewich, and that's after a car broke down in the outside lane earlier. I'm Alan Joyce.
Today at Tesco, there's 25% off 6 or more bottles of wine. Everyone's welcome at Tesco. 18 plus excludes Express in Scotland. Max 36 bottles. Exclusions apply. Ends December 18th.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Talk Radio. And now for something cornflakely different. Satisfy your appetite for meaty news debate and unfiltered comments on The Breakfast Show with Extra Bite.
I'm Paul Ross. Join me from 6 on Talk Radio. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast. Make toast, not war.
Weekday mornings from 6
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So the announcement from Buckingham Palace today is that Christmas Day is moving to May the 19th. There will be a snap election on May the 19th. There will be a royal wedding on May the 19th. The FA Cup final is on May the 19th. The Queen's official birthday will be on May the 19th.
Well, apparently the royal baby is going to be born that day.
The royal baby.
Clarence House has just announced that as well.
Sir Clarence House, yes. The official spokesman.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah, you're right. During the ceremony, apparently they're going to try and time the baby coming out with the half time of the FA Cup final, and she's going to push it out onto the penalty spot. Don't kick it.
No.
It's a royal baby. That's important difference.
Is it all right to kick other babies?
No, absolutely not, Grace.
Not under any circumstances, Grace.
No, I knew that.
What monster are you?
A horrible one.
Yes. Anyway, so that's the news, isn't it? And Brexit have gone into the next stage of really boring talks.
We're going to leave the EU on May 19th. That's just been announced.
Yeah. Anyways, a lot going on May the 19th, it seems. So, it's all very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
No, many people can't. But it's all right because we are here to help. And how do we help? By analysing the news using short form Oriental verse. Not long form. Not long form Russian verse. No. Short form Oriental verse. 5, 7, and 5. That's the syllable count. It is, of course, the news in haikus.
Theresa insists Brexit is still on course, just like the Titanic.
News in haikus. Grace is with us. She is our work experience. She is going through films for us for the weekend. We've already talked about The Disaster Artist, which is about the making of one of the worst films ever made, The Room. Roger's been on, says The Room as a film is awful, but it's also gloriously entertaining. It's a pity it's very hard to get in the UK. I imported a US Blu-ray copy, so if you do want to watch the original... go around Roger's place for Christmas. Right, we're going to be talking what now, Grace?
Toy Story 2.
Toy Story 2, which is on the television, I'm presuming.
It is on the television, yeah. That's on Sunday at 2:50 on BBC One. So, the premise of this story is Woody, of course, the cowboy, is stolen by a toy collector when he's put up accidentally for sale in a yard sale. So, after he's stolen, Buzz and the gang go to save him. But then when Woody gets to his destination, he finds out that he's not the only one of his kind. And there's actually a collection of him from a TV show called Woody's Roundup.
Yeah.
And there's other cow people there.
Cow people?
Yeah.
Is that like sort of people with the power, superpowers of cows?
Yeah.
The cow people, like Spider-Man, but cow. Man.
Yeah, it's like they moo so loudly that it shakes buildings and things. Yeah.
Great.
And then when he finds out that he's one of these cow people, he just doesn't want to leave. And then the other kind of plot that happens is, you know, the toys kind of find out that they're not alone as well, and there's other Buzz Lightyears in the world, and that's pretty much with other things that happen that I don't want to give away.
Well, we've got a clip, certainly.
Okay.
So Toy Story 2 on Sunday.
Yep.
BBC One.
Yep.
He's stealing Woody.
What? Somebody do something!
Woody was kidnapped.
Woody once risked his life to save me. I couldn't call myself his friend if I weren't willing to do the same.
I'm packing you your angry eyes, just in case.
Let's move, move, move!
I like the Toy Story films. I don't mind saying it.
Yeah, I like them too. Really good.
Who doesn't?
Exactly.
Yeah, and the second one, rare example of sequel being as good as, if not better than the first one, do you think?
Do you think?
I think...
What happens in... it's more action-packed. I reckon as good as.
Yeah.
I reckon out of all three, Toy Story 3 is the best.
Toy Story 3 is good.
What happened in Toy Story 3?
That's the one where the toys get taken to a nursery.
Yeah.
And... where there's lots of other toys.
Jam-packed action.
Some of them are,
I mean, that's not... I don't remember that. Which is the one with, like, the Star Wars spoofery?
That must be 3.
Is that 3? The Darth Vader character, but it's like a robot?
No, that's 2.
Oh, that's 2.
Is that 2?
Yeah, that's Zorg.
Emperor Zorg, yeah.
Right, yeah, that. I can't remember 3.
When I went to
3
see...
is the one, it's got this really scary monkey in it.
Yeah.
With the, you know, one of the...
Symbols
monkeys. Yeah. And it's the security guard in this nursery. And it's absolutely terrifying.
I don't think I've seen it.
You haven't seen Toy Story 3?
None of that rings a bell for me.
Good.
Do you want to come round and watch Toy Story 3?
Can I come round yours for Christmas Day?
Yeah, we'll all watch Toy Story 3.
What a lot of fun that'll be.
When I saw Toy Story 3, there was loads of, like, rude boys in the cinema, and they're all just, like, shouting at the screen, like, Woody, what are you doing? Yeah, that was
pretty
interesting.
Don't talk to the cinema. I mean, unless it's The Room and it's a cult screening and you're supposed to. Don't talk to the cinema.
Yeah, I'll tell them that next time.
That's not what I want.
It's entertaining, to be honest.
In terms of the Pixar films, though, that Toy Story was obviously one of their early ones, wasn't it? I think the original.
Yeah, it was.
And so on.
Yeah.
But they still hold up, don't they? I think in that... I mean, because the Shrek films were... the first one was very good. But after that,
Shrek 2 was very good.
Was it? Was it as good as the first one?
Yeah, Shrek 2 was great.
This is more your era, of course, because you were like...
I loved Shrek 2. It was my favourite of the Shrek films. Shrek the third, from then on, not as good.
What happened in Shrek 2?
Shrek 2 is the first time they go to far, far away land and meet John Cleese, Fiona's parents.
Oh, yeah.
And they all have the argument over the dinner table and start shouting each other's names, and then Donkey just shouts, Donkey! And it's so funny.
Yeah.
It is good.
Yeah.
It's, you know, and they have all the celeb, and it's a lot more, like, topical, I think.
Oh. Good Pixar chat. Right, okay, well, that's on Sunday at 2:50.
There's going to be a Toy Story 4 as well.
Is there?
Yeah, I've just looked it up in 2019. It's got release date for the 21st of June 2019. Apparently Woody will be reuniting with Bo Peep.
Oh.
Right.
That's nice.
Yeah. Good. That sounds like a plot line I can't wait for. all right. What's it called? Toy Story 4. The last Toy Story sheep or something?
The Reckoning.
No.
Toy Story the Harder.
I'm not sure if that's good. A good one.
Yeah. No, you might be right. So, finally, Netflix streaming.
Yeah, Nowhere Boy. So this is the biopic about John Lennon.
John Lennon, that's right. I knew that rang a bell. Yeah,
in his younger years. So it's about him kind of growing up really in his teenage years. It's kind of more about the development of his personality, I'd say, rather than about anything about music.
Mm.
So it's kind of about the relationship with his mum, who's absent, and his auntie he goes to live with, who's just really mean, and how they kind of form the Quarrymen, which is the original Beatles.
Yes.
And it's just his relationship with John Lennon. Lennon. And his love of rock and roll, and it's just really about that, and it's really about his personality and how he's cheeky and, you know, a bit rude, but people love him. But, you know,
okay, well, we'll talk about it more, but we got a clip. This is Nowhere Boy.
Oh, why can God make me Elvis?
Because he was saving you for John Lennon.
Glasses, John.
Suspending you both. Questions?
Any chance I can get the magazine back, sir?
Don't lie to me, John Lennon. Without me, you would be in a children's home. Just remember that.
I don't really like the Beatles.
Oh, whoa.
No, I mean, I like...
Idiot.
No, not at all. I mean, I like Toy Story. I admitted that. But
you can't compare the two.
In the interest of full disclosure, I think the Beatles are terribly overrated.
Whoa.
I think they're worse than that. But I think they're crap. I call them the Dung Beatles. That's how.
Yeah, but you're going to see...
Aren't you great?
You're going to see Fish, so how can...
Yeah, exactly. Fish out of Marillion, who is great. No, I mean, I don't know the Beatles. I've never really been into the Beatles. I mean, I kind of go, yeah, all right, but they're not. It's not that good, is it?
But can you appreciate them for kind of what they were?
Yeah, sort of. I mean, but then, you know, so it's like some songs are fine. Yeah. But other ones are really bad.
I don't like the early stuff. The later stuff, like the psychedelic stuff, I'm really into, but I don't like the early stuff.
Yeah, I mean, when Paul McCartney went on to write the Frog Chorus, that was really the highlight.
That's not the Beatles, is it?
He was a Beatle.
No.
He was. I've looked it up on Wikipedia. Paul McCartney was definitely in the Beatles, Corny.
Yeah, I know that, but it's not a Beatles song.
No, well, he is a Beatle.
Yeah.
And then he wrote it.
Who are you going to see tonight? Fish.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm going to an aquarium.
Is that what that means?
Fish out of Marillion, who, by the way, is excellent.
Yeah, I've never heard of him. Tell you now.
It's better than the Beatles, so...
No.
I mean, if the Beatles were playing, I wouldn't be going to see the Beatles.
Has Fish got his own music?
Yes, of course he's got his own music.
Are those Marillion songs, then?
He wrote them.
Yeah, and anyway, are they Marillion songs?
No, he's got his own ones as well.
Why is it that
A proud owner of Vigil in a Wilderness of Mirrors?
No, I don't know why anyone owns that.
Anyway, I preferred I came late to the Beatles. Perhaps my parents weren't into them particularly either, so I didn't hear much of it when I was growing up.
Mm.
So I prefer Elvis, because my mum was into Elvis. So I kind of, when she was a kid. So then when I, came along, my mum had Elvis LPs kicking about. So that's kind of what I...
Well, fair enough. But, I mean, I still think it's a controversial thing to say.
Well, I don't. I just think they're overrated. The Rolling Stones are better.
Yeah, the Rolling Stones are good, to be fair.
Better.
Well, I think they're different.
Better.
Different.
Better.
The Beatles are Beatles, aren't they?
Yeah,
you know,
sure.
They're better live.
Yeah, they're not alive, though, are they? That's the problem.
No, the Rolling Stones are.
Oh.
Only just, though, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never seen the Beatles, so it's very unfair to compare, but... The two times I've seen the Rolling Stones...
They've been very good.
They've been much better than the times I haven't seen the Beatles.
Yeah, fair enough. Yeah. That's on when? Now, streaming.
Netflix. Yeah, watch it whenever you like.
All right.
Well, not you.
I mean,
you
I won't.
Like it, but
no.
Yeah. Whoever's got taste in music, you know.
Good. All right, Grace, thank you for... Do you know there's a biopic of Def Leppard, by the way?
Be straight on that.
Yeah, which is very funny.
Yeah.
Because obviously it's the story of Def Leppard.
Yeah.
Right? And so therefore it's set in Sheffield.
Oh, okay.
But it's filmed in LA.
Oh.
So what they've done is they've taken like LA highways and then put British motorway signs next to them to make it look like the outskirts of Sheffield. But it's clearly LA with some British motorway signs.
I don't know. Sheffield
it's quite ridiculous.
Pretty uncanny, all those palm trees in Sheffield.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah.
Grace, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
And work experiencing your way through the movies.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Very good stuff. Right, the next bit of the programme, what we're going to be doing. Oh, I know, the big debate at 3. And we've got live music. It's a Friday. We've dragged a busker in from the streets who will be performing live for us on the show. It's what we do on a Friday. Plus, it's some requests Friday, so we'll take some speeches and talks. As requests and dedications as well. All to happen between now and 4 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. It's Talk Radio in the Afternoons.
And what would you like, little boy?
Christmas on Talk Radio.
A Norfolk turkey!
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Everyone likes to get a broadband deal, but who's got time to go searching for them? At BT, we do the hard work for our broadband customers by offering them personalised deals. So now getting the right deal takes no time at all. If you're our broadband customer, you can find your personalised deal at bt.com/mydeal. It's ready and waiting for you.
As a business owner, you can't waste money on anything, particularly hiring. That's why we built Indeed.com differently. No upfront fees, no long-term contracts, so you can start, pause, and stop at any time. Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Had enough football ads yet? We have, because we like to talk about what we know about at Glowworm. Like the practical training for new installers and the 499 checks we do on our boilers before they leave the factory. Did I mention £30 cash back and a free 7-year warranty with every registered install from our energy boiler range on our Plumbing Toolbox app.
The Glowworm Energy Boiler Range starts at £599 with a 7-year warranty. Find out more at glowworm.co.uk. Glowworm, easy does it. Now, back to the football ads. Terms and conditions apply. See glowworm.co.uk for more details.
Time to slow down? Or not just yet? How about now? Now? Perhaps you'd start slowing down now.
When it rains, it kills. Last year, 2,987 people were killed or seriously injured when driving in the rain. When it's time for your wipers, It's time to slow down. Highways England.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. With stunning HD video, crisp audio, and instant wireless sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
These people give their right arms to have a turkey like that!
Talk Radio.
Merry Christmas.
We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 3 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm John Holmes. Alex has got the very latest news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, phase two of Brexit officially begins, dramatic shift at Ryanair, and the word of the year announced.
Talk Radio.
EU leaders have agreed Brexit talks can move on to stage two, but the UK will have to wait a little longer for discussions on future trade relations.
I think that the real negotiations on the second phase will start in March next year. I cannot say when these negotiations will be concluded.
That's the European Commission President Jean-Claude Juncker, who's been speaking at a news conference in Brussels. The terms of a transition period still need to be agreed. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have set the date of their wedding next year. Kensington Palace has confirmed it will be on the 19th of May, a Saturday, and the same day as the FA Cup final. Two more 11-year-olds have died after a train crashed into a school bus, splitting it in half in France yesterday. It means a total of six children have now died after the incident, which happened at a level crossing near Perpignan. Ryanair has announced it will recognise pilot unions in six European countries, including the UK and Ireland, reversing a policy the company's held for its entire 32-year history. The firm's chief people officer, Eddie Wilson, explains why.
We have had a number of threatened strikes across across a number of countries in Europe, and to protect our passengers' travel plans over the Christmas period, we've decided to make that decision now. We're decisive in it.
The UK's most senior military officers warning there's a growing risk of a Russian attack on undersea communication cables. Sir Stuart Peach says international trade and the internet would be crippled if the UK network was cut or destroyed. And Oxford Dictionaries has announced its word of the year. It's youthquake, which describes a cultural, political or social change arising from the actions or influence of young people. And the weather, blue skies and bright sunshine for most of us this afternoon. That means mega chills, though. Highs of around 3 degrees.
Alex, you didn't wait for your weather jingle.
What?
Oh!
We could do it again.
Yeah. Here comes the weather jingle.
Why didn't she play
Talk
it?
Talk Radio, national weather.
Didn't let it give her a moment.
Yeah. Blue skies, mega chills.
Mega chills, though.
Mega chills.
That's called a youthquake.
Yeah. Have you ever heard the word youthquake before today?
No.
Me either. Why is it word of the year?
Also,
has anybody...
There's no point putting it...
Oh, that's my phone.
Who is it? Answer it. You have to answer it. Everyone knows that.
Yeah. Go on.
What's the point? You've thrown me off now.
No, we said what's the point
of
something?
I had a really good bit there. It's going to be an hour long, and now we don't have anything for the rest of the show.
All right. Well,
no. What is the point with youthquake, guys?
I don't know,
because the words youth and quake will already be in the dictionary.
Yeah. So you can make them up, put them together.
Yeah, exactly.
Yourself.
That they're already in the dictionary.
Yeah.
Idiots.
Yeah, but as separate entities.
So. It's only going to be next to the word youth.
It's a compound word.
But that's like going, well, what's the point of banoffee pie? We've already got toffee and banana.
No, because that's a portmanteau.
Word. Yeah.
No, it's exactly the same.
No, because
it's not.
A portmanteau
would be banana toffee pie.
Yeah. Whereas they've combined the words to make a new word. Whereas youthquake is two separate words. Because they made a new word. Whereas two separate words together is just two words. Youthquake. Just removing the space in the middle of them doesn't make it a new word. But banoffee wasn't a word before, was it? It's because it's a portmanteau.
Fine.
Anyway, I'd never heard that word before. You'd never heard that word before. You, Cornelius, had never heard that word before.
No.
Take a straw poll of the millennials in the control room. Katie. Hi, Katie.
Hello.
Hi. Had you heard the word youthquake before today?
No.
No. Sid at the back, youthquake. Had you heard it before? Youthquake, Sid. Have you heard? You have to. He hasn't got headphones on.
Pay attention, Sid.
Yeah, Sid, put the headphones on. Youthquake, Sid. Have you heard the word youthquake before today?
Not before today.
There you go. Thank you, Kat.
I haven't.
No, see, there we go. See, no one had heard that word. And how can that be word of the year?
Because they're creating the youthquake. That's why they haven't heard it. They're too busy creating
it. It's because all the youth are so fat nowadays.
Yeah.
They shake the ground. That's what it means.
Because the OV. That's
why they had to put it in.
That's not pleased them through there, I can tell you now. They're very angry at you for saying that.
Why?
Yeah. Katie just said in my ear, said the man who's stuffing his face.
Oh, right. Okay.
There we go.
Note that down.
Right. True story.
And now the sport. Is it pre-recorded again?
It is, with Shauna McCarthy.
Shauna McCarthy has got the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update with Selco Builders Warehouse. Tons of stock on the shelf, all at trade prices. Selco's got it.
Selco is where the trade go.
I'm Shauna McCarthy. Good afternoon. Manchester United defender Eric Bailly will have ankle surgery and now faces up to 3 months on the sidelines. Meanwhile, Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola says he wants to sign a defender in next month's transfer window. And Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp says he can understand why he's been criticised for rotating his squad recently, but he's going to continue to do it.
I don't think it had anything to do with rotation or something like that. And in this moment, all the players, even the player I rotate, they have 2 games a week, and we make sure that they don't have to play all the time 3 games a week.
Australia's cricketers had the better of the second day to leave the third Ashes test, with England fairly balanced in Perth. The hosts closed on 203 for 3 in reply to the tourists' first innings total of 403. Captain Steve Smith is unbeaten on 92. British tennis number 2 Aliash Bedena will once again represent Slovenia, the country of his birth, from the new year. He says it's because he wants to compete at the 2020 Olympics. That's your latest sport, powered by TalkSport.
Thank you very much, Shauna McCarthy, with the sport powered by TalkSport. It's Talk Radio in the afternoon. Still to come then, of course, live music as we take you into the weekend with a busker we have dragged in from the streets of London, and they will be forced to perform for you at microphone point. Plus, it's Some Request Friday. Now, we can't bring you music choices, as in All Request Friday, like Radio 2 do with Simon Mayer, because of our licence agreements. We're a speech radio station, so we can only do speeches and talks. If you've got one you'd like to hear, or maybe a banging classic, maybe one of Churchill's, and you know all the words and you want to talk along to it, why not? Get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word
at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And we'll do the big debate next.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So it's time for the big debate. So, as Dustin Hoffman in the news today. Dustin Hoffman somewhat ironically graduates from graduate actor to fully-fledged sex pest. Well, that's according to some reports today. He allegedly exposed himself to a teenage girl. He's denying it, we have to say that. But the star of all the president's men, although, of course, these days it's the actual president that's the gropey one. Also the star of Marathon Man. A famous line from Marathon Man takes a new twist, doesn't it, if you add this story to the mix. But if you add another sentence on the end of the famous line, is it safe to be around Dustin Hoffman? And as for his role in Dick Tracy, well, I mean, I'm not sure that the girl who's accusing him is called Tracy. I don't think it is, anyway. And anyway, Dick's the lead character, you know, in the film, not a verb. On the line is John. Good afternoon, John D. Good afternoon, John D.
John H, good afternoon.
Hello there. Now, you've called in, I understand.
That's how I've done it, because I'm talking to you. I've phoned in, of course.
Yeah. But you've called in to talk about puddles, I understand.
Puddles, don't like them.
You don't like puddles.
I dislike them. I'll even go as far as say I hate them, John.
Right? Why? What is wrong with your puddle? You know, I mean, this time of year, we had rainfall. Just puddles, isn't it?
You don't need to tell me that we've had rainfall, John. I've seen the aftermath of it on the floor in the form of puddles, and yeah. it just I just dislike them very much. They soak your shoes when you stand in them. It gets through to your socks. It makes your little toes cold.
Yeah.
It's just not
so
nice.
What are you calling for then? Are you calling for a ban on puddles, generally speaking?
I'm calling for them to be evaporated.
Right. Okay. So how are we going to do that? You've got to look at the practicalities of that, because I look outside the window now and I can see some puddles. But what are you proposing to do? Are you saying prevent puddles from forming, or are you saying cure the puddles afterwards?
Well, I'm going to say both, John. I'm going to say cure the ones that have already fallen onto the ground. Yeah, you know,
let me stop
them using little Bunsen burners, maybe, or soldering irons.
Got to stop you there, because puddles don't fall on the ground, do they? They form on
the ground. They form on the ground.
Yeah.
Did I not say form?
No, you did not. John, stay on the line for me. I want to bring in another John who's on the other line. John, good afternoon.
Hello, John.
No, sorry. First John, not you.
John.
Not you. Second John.
Hello, John.
Hello, John.
Hello, John.
Hi, John. Now,
Not you, John. Hi, John.
No, I'm talking to you, John.
No, I know. Not you, John. Okay. I've spoken to you, John. I'm talking to the other John. Hang on.
Right. Hello,
John.
No. Wait a moment, John.
Okay.
Other John. Good afternoon, John.
Hello, John. No, wait, before I get into shut up, John. Before I get into the meat and bones of my debate, right, I just want to say that John Person on the other end of the phone sounds like a right unpleasant human being, and he's definitely on the naughty list, right?
Now, doesn't he? I agree with you.
I spoke to Santa myself.
Not you, John.
There's nothing wrong with puddles, right? Puddles aren't racist.
No.
They aren't sexist, and they certainly aren't perverts, right? When was the last time you heard of a puddle touching an angry radio presenter's knee or splashing itself into a plant pot?
Yeah, exactly.
You didn't hear these things, do you?
No. John? So you're saying that puddles are beyond reproach?
Well, exactly, aye. And then they're never naughty. They're always nice.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I mean, you know, if a bus scans through it and splashes you when you're standing there, you shouldn't be on the bus.
No. Are you a puddle apologist, John? John, is that fair? Would you call yourself a puddle apologist, sticking up for puddles like that? Sorry, second. John. No, you're the first, John. Second, John. Yeah.
Could call me an apologist, aren't you?
Okay.
I don't apologise for that.
No, and you shouldn't. Are the government doing enough, first John now, are the government doing enough about this, or does their silence on puddles speak volumes? What do you think?
Are you the first John?
No. Oh, yeah, I suppose I am.
For clarity,
I'm first John. You're John, who was previously John 1.
John D.
Yes, you're John 2.
Oh, yes, I'm John D, yeah.
Yeah, and the other John 3 now.
John T.
John 3.
No, 3. No, right. Okay, I'm John 1.
Johnny.
This is John 1. No, John 1 asking John 2.
John Bon Jovi.
No, asking you, John 2, whether or not the government are doing enough about puddles.
What?
Are the government doing enough about puddles?
Well, no, because they're clearly they're still on the street. I can see them out my window right now. There's no, like, government official, like, cordoning it off or anything.
Well, Mrs. Thatcher...
Wake up and smell the splashback, man. How are
Mrs. Thatcher, in the 1980s, made a move to ban puddles, of course.
Ban the puddles.
Yeah, famously. What do they call her? Thatcher the Puddle Snatcher.
Thatcher the Puddle Snatcher.
Yeah,
and from the school children.
Yeah, each school child had a puddle. That's fair enough, isn't it? But now they haven't. Mm-hmm. They took it away. Now, this led to, of course, the closure of the puddle mines. Led to what? Riots, didn't it? The Wellington boot manufacturer riots of the 1980s. Do you remember those? Puddles at the riot police. Exactly. Now, do you want to go back to those days? Third John?
I do.
Okay, second John again. What do you make of the alleged Russian interference in our puddles here in Britain? Now, this is where, of course, they've been accused of coming over and filling our puddles with Russian things, chicken Kiev, stroganoff.
Vodka, they've been doing that as well.
That kind of thing. What do you make of that? Do you think there's anything? There's no evidence, but there's certainly accusations flying around that the Russians are responsible for the puddles in this country.
Well, I can see a little model of the Red Square in one out of my window, so I don't think it's too far. It's not that much of a conspiracy theory, really, John. There might be some evidence in it.
Yeah, well, is it a good thing or a bad thing?
I can see a little Russian doll in another one.
Do you own a puddle? I mean, are you on the puddle ladder? Do you own a puddle? Do you rent a puddle?
I wouldn't want to buy a puddle. I can see puddles. So yeah. I've got eyes, John. I can see a puddle wherever one is.
Yeah. I've seen loads of puddles on my travels.
Right, which is good, which you approve of anyway.
I do.
Oh, sorry, can you just hang on? Sorry to interrupt, John 1 and John 2. Can you just hang on a minute? I've just got to do this.
You're John 1.
Hang on, I've just got to do this. Just wait a minute.
Wait a minute, just do this.
Talk Radio and Maplin are getting into the festive spirit by giving away fantastic daily prizes this month, including drones and other top tech for your home. If you want to win the prize behind tomorrow's door on the Magic Maplin Advent Calendar, register your details at talkradio.co.uk. Just listen out for 5 golden rings of your phone or your chance to win. And right now, when you spend £40 at Maplin, you get a free £5 off voucher or £10 off when you spend £80. Please sign this at the time you'd read it out and return it to the S&P.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, where were we? John 2.
Yeah, I've seen all kinds of different puddles on me travels.
Yeah, well, that's where we got to. Right, so look, you are listening to what he's saying, John 1, and shaking your... John 2, sorry.
Yeah.
And John 3. And you're shaking your face and eyes at that. As an
yeah. Yeah, well, look, I can see puddles from where I am, but to me they're as repulsive as, like, you know, seeing my dad naked. I don't want to see them, John.
So you're going to... What are you going to do? Are you going to scrape the puddles up, then? Are you calling for, what, the homeless to go around scraping up puddles? And who's going to pay for it, John? You've said you don't want any more puddles. Someone's got to pay for it.
I'm calling for the Andrex company to come along with their Andrex puppies and their toilet rolls to come along and mop it all up.
So you'd take a puppy and rub it in a puddle to mop up the water?
Yeah, and absorb it and then wring the puppy out and then do it again.
Should we, the other John, should we, right. perhaps, here's an idea, because we know about rising sea levels. We know about that, right? Should we split the sea up into puddles on the land, because that would surely lower the levels of the sea. If you took seawater out of the sea, made it into puddles. Yeah, so therefore it's saving the planet.
I enjoy, but don't you know when you're walking down the street and you see puddles and they don't look that deep, but then when you step into them, it gans right up to your middle.
Yeah.
I don't know why Dr. Foster had such a problem with that, because, you know, I think...
Well, I think it's because her husband was having an affair, if I remember the series.
Yeah.
Here's a question for you, and this is just a question of numbers, really. How many puddles, John 2, yes or no?
No.
John 3?
Aye.
Yeah, okay.
What about you, John 1?
I'm going to sit on the fence on this, and that's because the fence is higher than the puddles in many ways.
It's a high fence, how do you get on it? You're going to have someone help you up on it.
The government are saying 40,000 more puddles by 2018.
Yeah. Well, they want to get a move on then.
Yeah, well,
We've got a few weeks left.
But if you... there'll be enough. But tough on puddles, tough on the causes of puddles, right? That's what you're saying. So are you, at the end of the day, are you saying...
I don't think I heard him say that.
This is John 2, hang on. Are you saying that you...
I'm John 2.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking
to. And he is John 2 as well.
No, he's John 3. No.
No, but I'm saying you're John 2.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm John 1.
Yeah, but we're all John.
Yeah, but you're John 2.
And you're John 2.
No, I'm John 1.
John has a H in it. Does your John have a H in it?
Mine's got two H's in. That's why I'm John 2.
Right, but the other one's missing a H, isn't he? Mm.
That's all we've got time for. So, I think we've touched upon an interesting subject once about... half a year ago, but we've also been talking today about puddles and whether or not we need them. Now, John there calling for the abolition of them. What did you say, John? What was the word you used? The evaporation of them. I think you said, didn't you?
Evaporation. You can also use the word bad.
Yeah, is that the word you want to end the debate with? If you don't want the debate in one word.
I just want to say bye.
Okay, and the other John, sum up the debate for me in one word.
Moist.
Thank you. Do we need puddles? What do you think? The papers are full of this stuff today, especially certainly the ones that I've seen dropped outside in the street in the rain. Are puddles important? Do we need them in 2017 anymore? Are you a puddle apologist? Do you want to see puddles banned and evaporated up, like John said there? Do you suspect the Russians are interfering with our puddles? It's all food for thought, isn't it? Let us know what you think. It's post-Brexit Britain. We live in those times. We've got translation software and scuba diving equipment. Why do we need actual puddles on the floor? Let us know what you think. 87222.
Start your message with the word.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
I'm John Holmes, and that is The Big Debate.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
Some Santa chat and quality poultry.
Talk Radio. Let's talk turkey.
At Morrison's, selected 1 litre bottles of spirits are £15 each. Choose from Smirnoff, Famous Grouse, Gordon's, Bacardi, and many more. Christmas, Morrison's makes it.
Majority of stores while stocks last. Max 3, ends 17th of December. Excludes online. Please drink responsibly.
Hiring for your business is important, and with today's technology, it shouldn't be so hard to hire great candidates. Indeed.com makes it easy. Easy to post a job, easy to manage candidates, easy to get help. How easy is that? Post your next job on Indeed, the UK's number one job site. For a limited time, we're giving new users a £50 credit to post a sponsored job. Claim your £50 credit at Indeed.com/redeem. That's Indeed.com/redeem. Terms, conditions and quality standards apply. The UK's number one job site, according to Comscore.
Fleet managers, maybe you don't use fleet tracking because maybe your fleet seems safe and secure. Maybe your fuel costs seem okay. Maybe your drivers manage just fine without it. Maybe it's time to stop running your business on maybes. Fleetmatic's fleet tracking solutions can help you reduce your costs, serve more customers and improve the safety of your employees' driving habits anytime, anywhere. Maybe that's worth a call. Text the word fleet to 66777 or visit fleetmatics.co.uk. Fleetmatics, a Verizon company.
Christmas. Made merrier with Sky Mobile. Unwrap a range of unmissable offers like the Samsung Galaxy S8 with a Tab A7. For just £30 a month, with 500 megabytes of data. Plus, join Sky Mobile today and get a Sky Store voucher to watch our latest releases. Ring in a Christmas made merrier. Search Sky Mobile. Ends 28 December, 30-month interest-free loan and data plan required for handset. 12-month minimum term, 18+. Includes handset only and pay-as-you-go calls and texts for non-Sky TV customers. Subject to status and credit check. Tablet Wi-Fi only. Add to basket at checkout. Skystore.com voucher. Terms apply.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
And in West Yorkshire, we have queuing traffic and the road partially blocked due to an accident on the M62. That's westbound at junction 25 for Brighouse. In Cheshire, slow traffic due to an earlier broken down car on the M6. That's southbound just after junction 18 for Middlewich, with congestion back to junction 19 around Knutsford. And in Warwickshire, we have one lane closed and heavy traffic due to a broken down car on the M6 southbound. That's between the M42 for junction 7A and junction 4 for the M42. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Picture the scene. You're driving home for Christmas, along with everyone else, it seems, when you get a call from your mother, near to tears. "The dog's eaten the turkey," she cries. "Don't worry, I'll sort it," you say. "Alexa, where is the closest butcher?" you ask.
"Here are a few nearby popular ones."
And before you know it, you're popping a turkey in the boot and arriving as the hero of the hour. Well, you would be if you weren't stuck in traffic. "Alexa, find the quickest route to Buckingham before the turkey goes off," you add.
"The fastest route to Buckingham takes about 1 hour 26.
Change the way you drive forever with a Seat Ateca. Now Amazon Alexa enabled.
Activated through multifunction steering wheel, compatible Android handset and Navi High system required.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, you are listening to Talk Radio. Now, big media news today, of course. Rupert Murdoch has sold his stake in Sky News and also 20th Century Fox, the film business, to Disney, which sort of changes the media landscape in many ways. And now Disney owns Sky News. I mean, we were wondering what the changes would be, whether or not, of course, the Sky's headquarters. Sky News is headquartered in London, in Isleworth, in West London, and it's sort of out near Heathrow, and whether or not they're going to move the entire operation to the Cinderella's Magic Palace.
Oh, in the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah,
the
or
castle.
Yeah, that's right, or the tower where Rapunzel lives, or something like that. Mm. You know, so we're not getting the details yet. We don't know. What we do know is when they do move, it's going to be happening on May the 19th, along with everything else, it seems, like the royal wedding, the FA Cup final, the snap election,
Brexit,
the royal baby's going to be born. Mm. They're going to try and time that with half-time at the FA Cup final. And to save money on broadcasting rights, because you can't have cameras in two places at once, the royal couple with the royal baby, Kate and William, have agreed to give birth on the centre spot of Wembley, in front of the crowd there, and BBC will film it and show the royal birth. Anyway, that's an aside. But also, we know that Sky News are now moving over to Disney, which, you know, it could be interesting in a way, couldn't it?
Oh, definitely. I mean, it would be interesting to see if there's any changes.
Yeah. But as it goes, we've got an exclusive clip, Cornelius.
No.
Yes. Yes, this programme...
Another one?
Yes. Has managed to obtain an exclusive clip of Sky News when they move over to being owned by Disney. Play the clip. Go blimey, Mary Poppins. You're watching Sky News, ain't ya? Go blimey. With me, Dick Van Dyke. Go blimey, Mary Poppins. All the headlines today. Theresa May faces Brexit backlash. Go blimey. Is she really fit for office, Mary Poppins? Or is she just in Fantasia land? The Seven Dwarves are going to stage diamond miner strikes over pay and conditions, Mary Poppins. And is it really safe to say, Mary Poppins, there'll be no worries for the rest of our days? We'll be speaking to Julia Hartley Brewer and Pumba. Gaw blimey, our top story today. Vladimir Putin, he's spoken to Donald Trump. It's like Andy Parsons. On the telephone to point out what they discussed. Let's speak to the new Sky News Moscow correspondent, Gaw blimey, Mary Poppins. Mickey Mouse is in Moscow for... I'm Dick Van Dyke. Mickey Mouse, thanks for joining us, Mickey Mouse.
Well, Dick, I'm stood outside here at the Kremlin, which I must say reminds me of the castle of the Magic Kingdom. The Kremlin has said that two men discuss US-Russia ties and increasing tensions on the Korean Peninsula.
It's going to hurt your throat, this.
The awkward discussion about the election meddling was once again brought up, with both sides denying that it happened.
Go blimey, Mickey Mouse. And what can we take from this?
Well, I think it's safe to say that US-Russia relations are still better than they were after Barack Obama. Gee, cousin, you're doing real good.
Mickey Mouse, thanks very much. Go blimey.
You're welcome, Dick.
Don't call me that.
I don't know how to make fire.
Right then, it's Sky News with me, Dick Van Dyke, owned by Disney. We've got the weather next, which is up by the chimney. The weather report up by the chimney. Is it windy enough to go fly a kite? We'll find out. Kay Burley's on next. He's been looking goofy in the eye and seeing the sadness there. Reference to Kay Burley there. I think that went very well. I think that was fine. A clip there from Sky News once it gets taken over by Disney. On Talk Radio in the afternoon. How's your voice doing?
Fine, I can weirdly uphold Mickey.
Yeah.
I've got quite a high voice.
Right.
I should be in a choir.
Right, no. I should be in the remake of Mary Poppins.
No, that wasn't... That was just your voice talking in an annoying way.
Yeah.
It wasn't good. It sounded nothing like Dick Van
Dyke. Go blimey, Mary Poppins! It does.
When you said you could do that voice, I wish I'd asked you.
Go blimey, Mary Poppins! That's what he says.
No, it isn't.
It is! He's all cockney, isn't it?
No, he's like, go blimey, Mary Poppins!
That's what I did.
No, go blimey. Mine was much better. I should have done it all.
Go blimey, Mary Poppins!
Go blimey, Mary Poppins!
That's what I did!
No, it's not.
No,
you're just
doing Mickey again. I'm doing Mickey now. That's what I did!
That's just, you can't do any voices.
I can!
No, you can't.
I can!
You cannot.
I can do the dog, the Churchill dog from the advert.
Yeah, well, that's not in this sketch.
Well.
You can only do two words by him.
Oh, yes. Hang on, no, I can do the other one.
What's that?
No. Anyway, there we are. Disney have taken over Sky News, or at least they're going to be. Now, on the way, live music on the programme, of course. We have Alex Dibble's bonus news, but it is Some Request Friday. Now, if you're familiar with Radio 2, you'll know that they do All Request Friday. What happens on All Request Friday? Well, they play all your requests, of course. Music ones, normally. That's what Simon Mayo does. We're not allowed to do that due to our licensing restrictions, so instead we bring you speeches and talks by way of requests and dedications. That's all we're allowed to do. You can request them if you've got a banging one, a speech anthem, if you will, that you'd like to speak along to, just to get you in the mood for the weekend. Then get in touch, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you
like. Any word you like. This has come in. Dear John. Hello. Con, Chloe, Katie, Phil, Kat, Sam, John, Paul, George, Ringo, the one Mike, Lembit, George Galloway, and Mike Gale. Please could you play me a speech today as I'm going off to sabotage a fox hunt by getting there early and killing the fox myself instead. To get me in a bloodthirsty mood, please would you play me Justin Timberlake's speech at the Hollywood Reporter's Women in Entertainment 2017 Awards. It would really mean a lot to me as I have very little of worth in my life. And that's from Shania in Newcastle upon Twain. Well, yes, of course we can, Shania, especially for you, for some requests Friday. Here's Justin Timberlake.
Looking around this room, people like Angelina, Sherry, Shonda, Nancy, and you strong women that are younger than me, Jennifer, Lily, that I look up to all of you. I actually did debate some teeth brushing this morning. I lost. Which led me to the idea... no one does ask how a working dad does it because we all know the answer. Women. I was raised by a strong woman. I was lucky enough to convince a strong woman to marry me. And she got nominated for a Critics' Choice Award today. Shout out.
Yeah, Justin Timberlake there. Really, we were all talking along with that, certainly. That's especially for Shania in Newcastle upon Twain, who wanted to request that as part of Some Request Friday. Now, in the next half an hour, live music. We've got someone we've dragged in from the street. It's a busker. They're going to be performing for us live in the studio, serenading you into the weekend. Plus bonus news on the way with Alex at 3:31, though. Here are the headlines on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have confirmed the date of their wedding. It'll take place on the 19th of May in Windsor, as we already knew. Kensington Palace says the couple chose a Saturday so the public could get involved as much as possible. But royal historian Kate Williams says that makes security an even bigger headache.
It's a small place. It's going to be absolute avalanche of world media is going to descend. It's going to be a Saturday, so there'll be a lot of well wishers, a lot of people travelling from all over the world to celebrate the wedding. So the big question is how to manage the crowds.
The EU Council president says a Brexit deal by the March 2019 deadline will be dramatically difficult. Donald Tusk's been speaking after European leaders agreed to move Britain's exit negotiations on to the next phase. A bus driver's died after a crash which also involved a lorry and a car in Aberdeenshire. Police say 13 schoolchildren were on the bus but were not badly hurt. It's claimed one in three young parents can't afford Christmas. The Young Women's Trust says a third in England and Wales expect to get into debt this festive season as food costs rise. Plans to build a strip club in Leicester are being opposed because it's too near Richard III's tomb. A councillor says it would be inappropriate to have the venue so close to a King of England's resting place. And the Oxford English Dictionaries decided youthquake is 2017's word of the year. It's been used for the last five decades to describe how fashion and music was transformed by youth culture. Now it's being seen in a more political context, but Angus Stevenson from the OED admits not everyone will have heard of it.
First of all, we use science. We actually found the word youthquake has been used about five times as much this year as in last year. But also beyond that, really, we wanted to find a word that was distinctively 2017.
And the weather bright but cold. A few showers near the coast and temperatures around 4 degrees Celsius. There's more news in half an hour.
There's more now. Except before that, I want to just pick that man up from the Oxford English Dictionary, who said they found that youthquake, which as a survey of this office earlier, found that nobody had ever heard of before today.
Yeah.
All right, he said we found the word youthquake has been used, youthquake, five times more than last year.
Yeah.
Now, last year, I'm going to say it wasn't used at all either. So this year, he thinks it's been used five times. And that's enough to get it into the dictionary.
In fact, I used it more last year when I saw that young Quaker.
Yeah.
Didn't I?
You did. Yeah, you're right. Just on the walking around. Mm. Yeah. It's not. It's just not been used. So I reject it. And I won't be using it.
Okay.
I've taken a stand, Alex.
I've ripped that page out of the dictionary.
Yeah. And you're right to
so,
do so.
So I've lost about 20 words now. Yeah. But
That's worth it, isn't it?
Hey, what can
like
do?
Like I said earlier, there should be a one-in, one-out policy of the dictionary. So we should vote for words we don't want in the dictionary if they want to let a new one in.
I think that's a great idea. I think that's the best idea I've heard for a long time.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you very much.
There's more now.
There's more now because it's time for bonus news. There's not enough room in the news to fit everything that's going on in the world in. There's only a couple of minutes long. So we have to bring you bonus news to get the rest of it away. Animal, vegetable, mineral, that's how we split it up according to science. Today, vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
Scientists have created glow-in-the-dark spinach. A team at the Massachusetts Institute for Technology, yes, one of the world's leading universities, this is what they're up to, have used luciferase to achieve the feat. That's the same enzyme that lights up fireflies' backsides.
What?
Yeah?
Could... So they've taken luciferase...
Yeah?
...out of a firefly's bottom.
Well... I don't know whether they've extracted it from the bottom of a firefly, right. But they are using luciferase.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And put it into some spinach.
They've used it to create glow-in-the-dark spinach. And kale.
Why?
And other vegetables. Now, this is a good question.
Yeah.
Apparently, they are dreaming bigger. It's not just a stunt. This is about energy saving. Yeah. So they reckon if they can make things like leaves glow-in-the-dark... They could use it on trees, which could then be used at nighttime as a substitute for lights.
That is cool.
Vegetable news.
That's bet you weren't expecting
cool.
that.
I wasn't, and I do think that.
You thought this was just a poor quality vegetable news
when
story.
When you said yeah. this is bigger, news. I was like, they're going to make people glow in the dark yeah. and they'll never use lights again. But the trees makes more sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but okay, that is good. Like Christmas trees, you could light up a tree at this time of year with just...
you wouldn't have to.
No, this is the point. You just glue,
vegetable news.
Glue fireflies to a tree.
Yeah.
Then you wouldn't even have to go through the expensive, presumably... routine of extracting the luciferous.
You'd have to tie them down to the Christmas tree, though, which would be a bit harsh.
And agitate them. But that's okay. I think that's all right. This is a great idea.
Yeah.
Trees that light up like that.
I'd say this is better than your one-in, one-out dictionary policy.
Maybe this is a better idea than that. I can't. But then you could do it to people, like you were saying. So you
what,
could,
one in, one out? Or
no, that's already a thing.
Oh, right.
That's like, racist.
Vegetable news.
And immigration. But what I mean is you could do it... If people lit up walking around, you wouldn't need a torch. You wouldn't need streetlights.
It would be very hard for burglars to do what they do.
Yes, because you'd just see them there.
Yeah.
This is a good idea.
Mm.
Strong vegetable news. What else have you got?
Black vegetables.
Vegetable news. Mm.
Black vegetables
well,
will
surely
be...
that's a step in the wrong direction.
Do you mind if I... Can I just finish the story?
Okay. Vegetable news.
Black vegetables will be the thing in 2018. Top restaurants are believed to want South American sweet corn, aged garlic and Shetland potatoes after purple was the colour of choice this year.
Music's...
Vegetable news. Vegetable news.
Okay.
Vegetable
okay,
news.
Okay, Katie. We get it. You found the button.
Can we have the...
Yeah.
The arches. Okay. Oh, I finished the story.
Oh,
that was it.
So
I have one more.
So,
but I finished
but
that
black
one.
Black vegetables, the opposite of lit up vegetables.
Yeah,
are they?
That's why I said it's a step in the wrong direction. Yeah.
Well, but this is for eating. This is not for seeing.
Right.
Yeah. So apparently, every year, sort of vegetables of different colours and types sort
vegetables
of come into
of
fashion.
Colour. Vegetables of colour
come into fashion. In restaurants and things like this. Purple was the colour of choice this year.
Yeah.
But black vegetables...
Black vegetables matter.
...are going to be the thing in 2018.
Right.
Yeah.
I'm glad that that's about time that movement came in.
I look forward to... they taste weird.
Who does not want a diverse allotment? I know I do. And I think that's absolutely right. I'm sick of it being mostly green.
Vegetable news.
Can I also say that I've had a fantasy football team for 10 years called Blue Vegetables. And... It is a testament to my commitment to vegetable news that I have not made the entirety of vegetable news about my fancy football team every time I've done it.
We appreciate that.
Yes, we do.
I mean, we really do.
It sounds really...
Vegetable news.
Final story, is it?
Aldi have apologised to customers who missed out on their Carrot Family Christmas toys. Kevin and Katie Carrot were so popular, a black market's emerging, with those who did get their hands on some flogging them on eBay for £1,000. They cost £2.99 in store.
Right.
Yeah.
Vegetable news.
Hey,
Alex Dibble there with the vegetable news. Thank you very much indeed.
It's all right.
Good. Now, music live in the studio. That's what we're going to bring you next to serenade you into the weekend. It's our Busker Sessions on Talk Radio on a Friday.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan, and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big-name guests, and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We've got Christmas all wrapped up.
I don't know, it's kind of lacking in a Christmas theme.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Ho, ho, ho!
Still haven't signed up to Selco Predictor? Why not?
What a chance! What a goal!
There's a million good reasons why you should. Sign up now at selcobw.com/predictor and use your footballing foresight for the chance to become a millionaire.
£1 million!
Plus, in December, win flights and £150 spending money for a sensational two-night city stay in a European hotspot of your choice. The Selco Predictor. Download the Selco app now or sign up for free at selcobw.com/predictor.
Today at Tesco, there's 25% off 6 or more bottles of wine. Everyone's welcome at Tesco. 18 plus excludes Express in Scotland. Max 36 bottles. Exclusions apply. Ends December 18th.
Could your business benefit from cloud accounting? Sage Business Cloud. Get paid faster by issuing invoices on the move. Complete your VAT return in seconds. And link your bank account for a real-time picture of your business finances. See how Sage Business Cloud can benefit your business with a free 30-day trial of Sage Accounting. Visit sage.co.uk/free trial. Sage Business Cloud. Helping you manage everything from money to people. Be sage. Build on.
This Christmas, surprise that special someone with Marc Jacobs Divine Decadence at the Perfume Shop. Half price at only £34.50 for 50 mil, while stocks last. From stocking fillers to gift sets, the Perfume Shop has Christmas sorted. At the Perfume Shop, celebrating 25 years on the High Street. Offer ends December 17th.
You can say anything to a mate. Anything. Call them every name under the sun. Wind them up. Bring them down a peg. Tell them stuff you never thought you'd tell anyone. Because they're proper mates. Like brothers. When it's a mate, you say what you feel like saying. Except, I love you, man. And I'm not going to let you drink drive. Stupid, innit? Mates don't let mates drink drive. Think.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, in West Yorkshire, we have slow traffic due to an accident now on the hard shoulder, but still causing delays on the M62 westbound. That's between junction 25 and junction 24 for Ainley Top. In Greater Manchester, one lane closed, queuing traffic due to a broken down vehicle on the M62. That's eastbound between junction 18 and junction 19 for Haywood. And in Warwickshire, one lane closed and heavy traffic due to a broken down car on the M42. That's southbound between junction 7A and junction 7. I'm Sammy Jolo.
Picture the scene. You're driving to friends for the weekend. It's the annual Christmas get-together. You've been on the road for an hour and you've still got about an hour to go. When you remember you've forgotten their presents. Alexa, where is the nearest shopping centre? You ask.
Here are a few nearby popular ones.
And just like that, you're no longer arriving empty-handed and red-faced. It's at this point in the journey that you suddenly come across all Christmassy. Alexa, play Christmas songs, you ask.
Here is a station for Christmas music.
Change the way you drive forever with the SEAT Leon. Now Amazon Alexa enabled.
Activated through multifunction steering wheel, compatible Android handset and Navi High system required.
George McTavish, Kneeped Galloway. You have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty as charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanized opinion, supercharged debate, and highly energized crystalline vision.
Radio Free Galloway.
Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows. With George Galloway.
Order!
Innocent until proven guilty.
Tonight from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate, Talk Radio.
Maybe you can't handle the truth.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And indeed get you playing. Well, not you, but specifically Sam, who joins us now. Hello, Sam.
Hi, John.
Sam, we've dragged in from the streets from his musical performances.
I was just outside.
I know, but it's raining. And
I've been waiting out there for 3 weeks for John to come and like say hello.
Drag you in from the wet. Well, it's good to have you in.
Well,
for those that don't know, what we do is on a Friday, we get musicians in, performers, singer-songwriters to perform for us, to take us into the weekend with a musical bent. And we call them our busker sessions. Not all of them are buskers, to be honest, but we like it when they are. Do you street perform as well?
During my 6 years of songwriting,
yeah.
I have only ever busked.
Yeah.
But once.
Yeah.
It was on tour this year in February.
Very
in
good.
Bath.
Yeah.
But it actually was a really, it was an incredible experience, actually, just to be out there on the streets,
yeah.
in the cold with your hat and your gloves and just singing and see how people like react.
It's interesting. Yeah. We talk to a lot of musicians who do it and you know, they pick their various slots around whatever city they're doing it in, you know, they can tell where to go. And also you've got to pick those crowd pleasing songs as well. Sneak your own in by all means,
yeah.
but you've got to kind of pick the crowd pleasers as well.
I think so, yeah. If you're really going to affect people when they're just, because you've only got such a tiny window to grab people, and if they don't know your music, then if you're playing an original and you get someone to engage and they, you know, give you money or just even hang around, then you know that, you know, maybe that's a winner.
It's a dream. Yeah. How long have you been doing it?
I've been songwriting for 6 years.
Oh, okay, fine.
Yeah, I went to drama school for 2 years and then sort of found my way more into songwriting and music, and that's much more where I like to be, really, as a performer.
Well, it's good to have you in. Thank you very much. So track one that we're going to hear from you.
Track one is my original. Mm-hmm. It's called Share Your Stone, and it goes like this.
Okay, here we go.
Shall I move this down a little bit?
I'll do that.
Okay.
You carry on playing.
You've been away, you're coming back today with the weight of the world on your shoulders. Soon it'll be over, a truth so unreal. Soon you can share the heartache that I know you feel, 'cause there's a lot going on in your heart and your home. Don't do this alone. Let me share that stone and let me take the way. Let me take the way to the end. I'll be here as a lover and a friend till the end. Let me share that stone. Let me take the way. Let me take the way to the end. I'll be here as a lover and a friend till the end. Let me share that stone. Now I'm counting minutes till you're by my side. Been fighting the fight that's changing both of our lives. You're doing it for the family. You overrun yourself. I believe the bottle grief needs to be felt. So when that time's true, though I'm scared to, I will be here for you. And let me take the way. Let me take the way to the end. I'll be here as a lover and a friend till the end. Let me share that stone. Let me take the way. Let me take the way to the end. I'll be here as a lover and a friend till the end. Let me share that stone. No, it ain't gonna be simple. And it ain't gonna be easy. And no, don't do this alone. No, let me share that stone. And let me take the way. Let me take the way to the end. Yeah, I'll be here as a lover and a friend till the end. Let me share that stone.
Yeah! Excellent stuff. That is Sam Way. He did it Sam Way.
Hey, yeah. And other Way-related puns.
There we go.
there's been 29 years of them.
I won't run out of them. I look forward to seeing your compatriot performer, Curdzen.
Hey, very good. In fact, that's brand new.
Is it?
That's brand new.
See?
John, you've done a new one.
Thank you.
Okay, you know.
What's the most annoying one? Milky?
Milky, yeah, that's pretty standard.
Yeah.
And also, like, there's a pun on, like, whey protein in there.
Yeah,
like,
cool.
That's all of them, isn't there? There's no other way.
Yeah.
Hey.
Good. Anyway, fun with names aside, Sam, where do we find you online? Should we wish to search down you and your material?
I think the best place to go is either like Spotify or Instagram. My name is pretty easy. From all these Way-related puns, you should have been able to remember it by now. It's just Sam Way. That's it. That is my real name and my artist name. But on my Instagram, if you put I am Sam Way and search for that, all in one sort of tag, then you should find me, and that's the place where I post most about my gigs and my music and things like that.
So you sort of bridge across social media?
Yeah.
Like Weybridge.
Oh my god.
Oh, stop it.
Thank you.
You can
this
hit
is
him
the most Way-related puns interview I've ever done.
All right, look, we're going to move on for music and time-related purposes, okay, so you're going to do another track for us. You've got to retune slightly. But that's absolutely fine.
I've limited myself to only retuning one string live, because sometimes it can get quite tedious. But I'm going to play Mariah Carey for you.
Ah, brilliant.
Christmas Mariah Carey.
Bring it on.
I was going to say we need some Christmas live music, and there we go. You've done it without me even asking. Okay. What a way to go. Never mind. Okay, Sam, thanks for coming in.
John, thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Right. Let's hear it.
I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. And I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true, yeah. Baby, all I want for Christmas is you, yeah. I said, baby, I don't want a lot for Christmas. There is just one thing I need. And I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. And I won't even hang my stocking there upon the fireplace. And Santa Claus won't make me happy with the toy on Christmas Day. And I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my wish come true, yeah. Baby, all I want for Christmas is you, yeah. I said, baby, and all the lights are shining so brightly everywhere. And the sound of children laughing fills the air. And everyone is singing. I hear those sleigh bells ringing. Santa, won't you give me what I really need? Bring my baby back to me. 'Cause I don't want a lot this Christmas. There is just one thing I need. And I don't care about the presents underneath the Christmas tree. And I just want you for my own, more than you could ever know. Make my dreams come true, yeah. Baby, all I want for Christmas is you.
Yeah!
There we are. Excellent stuff, Sam. Thank you very much indeed for coming
in. Thanks again, John.
So if you are searching for Sam and his material, Sam Way is very simple, isn't it? That's
very simple. Any more Way-related puns? like...
I went to uni with a guy called Tom Way.
I went to school.
I mean, yes, it's very weak.
Well, I'm going to get on my way.
Yeah,
there, there we go.
Right. Guys, thanks for having me.
Thanks,
John.
Sam.
That's good. Have a good Christmas.
Cheers. Yeah, you too. Have
so there you go. That's Sam in playing for us live in the studio and bringing the festive fun of Yasmin Khan.
Why do you laugh when you say that?
I don't know. You're not wearing a Christmas jumper, are you?
No, I'm not wearing
No, you're not. No, it's Christmas jumper day, apparently. I didn't really get the memo, but apparently I learned that today.
I haven't got one.
No.
No.
You've got shiny space boots.
I have got shiny space boots.
So that's
not what you usually call them, John.
I call you a space Muslim. When you wear your shiny space Muslim boots, which I like very much as well, you know.
Yes.
Good. Hi, how are you?
Shut up.
Okay. How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you?
All right. Yeah, great.
Yeah.
So what's coming up?
So we're going to kick off with talking about homelessness, because we know that it's rife anyway, but now it's happening with more and more people in private rented sector, because the rents are going up so much.
Yeah.
So that people who are trying to find their way, who are working, are finding themselves kind of homeless for the first time. So how did we get into this? And furthermore, if you find yourself in that situation, what can you do? What sources of help are there available? We're also going to talk about, I'm sorry, but I'd never heard the word youthquake before today.
Thank you. We've had this. I did a straw poll of everyone here today. Not one person, including millennials, had heard the word youthquake.
Well, except for that time that young Quaker was walking past the
building. That's the only time. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
eating porridge,
Quaker.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
Right. But that is, you're right, nobody. And apparently it's the word of the year, but for the Oxford English Dictionary.
What do they know?
Nonsense.
What do they know? So we will be talking about that. Also, in the programme today, and look, it's a topic that's kind of been rife this year. There's research almost every other week about it. But loneliness, again, is something that's massive. It's good that we're talking about it more, because it affects more and more people. It's not just something that affects older people. It's something we should be aware of. We're going to be talking about it, the fact that it's coming up to Christmas, the fact that it affects all ages. So we're going to be looking at that at 5 o'clock. We're also going to be looking at disappointing travel destinations. So, tourist things, when you get there, you go, this is going to be brilliant. And it's not.
And it's not at
yes.
all.
Also, at 6:30, I don't want to say she's known just for Mrs. Doyle, but that's the thing she's most well known for. The brilliant Pauline McLean came in for a chat. You'll be able to hear that later on.
Splendid. Yes. That is Yasmin with you from now, really, through till, what, 7? Suppose so. We'll be back next week. We've got Al Murray on the show next week as well. And much Christmas besides. I'm John Holmes. That was Talk Radio. Have a very good evening.
Christmas on Talk Radio.
I bid ye good tidings.
Talk Radio.
Ho, ho, ho!
We'll get you talking.